When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
It's time for Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK.
Herring to the 40, to the 50, down to the 40, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
Shikellamy Braves football is sponsored by Marie Motors Chevrolet, Applebee's and Sealands Grove, APW, Shock Law Offices, Blaze Alexander Ford, Pennsylvania Mentor, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Sunbury Motor Company, UPMC Susquehanna, W&L Subaru, Carpetman, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Customized Tutoring Services, Shock Physical Therapy, Lackawanna College. And now, Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Already week 9 in the high school football season. There's a bit of a chill in the air, but not a cloud in the sky as the lights take effect before we even get the band out on the field. Welcome to mid-October high school football here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Kevin Herr with the speckled Dave Ritchie sitting to my right.
Without the speckles.
Without the speckles.
This speckled, you know, this speckled. Don't have the speckles on them. We'll have to tell you about that story later on, folks.
That was a conversation we were having a few minutes ago about the many nicknames of the Chief and where the Chief came from. And I had mentioned that there was another nickname, the speckled Dave Ritchie.
Bisspeckled.
Bisspeckled? Bisspeckled.
Bill Tolan from at that time, the Sunbury Daily Item. If didn't remember your first name when he wrote the article, he always gave you, you know, like if you were tall, he called you Stretch. So I got that once in a while. But bespeckled was because I wore those tricks the rabbit glasses. You know, the big.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those and the rubber ones and that stuff. So bespeckled.
Safety glasses.
Yeah, there was no way they were going to break.
Yeah, they were.
If they broke, you definitely had a concussion.
The safety goggles is what they should have called them because they were suction cup to your face.
No, they weren't. They were regular glasses. They were just bendable rubber.
Oh, they weren't the kind that strapped around your head.
They had the eyepieces or the earpieces that went around the bottom of your neck, and you still had to wear that stupid chain that went from one to the other. So.
Well, it is
not the best if you're trying to attract a girlfriend, all right?
Well, it must have worked at least once.
maybe.
Welcome to week 9 of the high school football season. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, here at Shikellamy. We get off on tangents every now and then.
You know, there will be a football game tonight.
There will indeed, and it should be an entertaining one with the 3-5 Shamokin Indians taking on the 2-6 Shikellamy Braves, both teams coming off a win 1 week ago. This is a very strange Shamokin team to try and figure out. I mean, typically you would think with Coach Henry Hynoski being the leader of this team, they would be a pound-it, grind-it, in-your-face kind of team. But the statistics really don't show that. It's been a down-the-field and catch Joe Mosser or Matt Schicitano on the outside for a big play. And Schicitano with 13 yards a catch and three touchdowns. Mosser with 5 touchdowns on the season and 18 yards a catch for Nate Grimes, the quarterback, who sits with 10 touchdowns here as we hit week 9. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a Shamokin quarterback with double-digit touchdown passes in this part of the season even.
True, and they have another receiver that they go to when Schicitano and Mosser aren't available that's their tight end, and that would be Kane. I think his first name is Blake Kane, big kid too. You know, the thing about Mosser is the fact that he's 6'2", 6'3", 185 pounds, and Schicitano's like 6'1". So you're talking about wide receivers that not only have speed and good hands, but they have the ability to run through you if they want to. And if you have small defensive backs like Lewisburg had this year, and Danville doesn't have big backs, and over at Sealands Grove the same way, it's quite an advantage, and they take advantage of it. I don't think the Braves have taken enough advantage of our big wide receiver. All right, and Shamokin does. I do think you're going to see a team that's going to try to run the ball against Shikellamy, though. I think they're going to try to establish that, Kevin. I think, like you said before, you would think that with Coach Hynoski's background and his size and they do have Max Madden back again at a back that they try to pound it down your throat. I think they might try to do that at first.
And that young sophomore has had a great year, averaging 4 yards a carry, 129 carries, 480 yards, and 3 touchdowns for the 5'8", 151 sophomore. Has a couple of catches out of the backfield as well, being Max Madden. You know, he has 480 of the 663 total rushing yards for Shamokin coming into this week 9 matchup.
And I think last week he had 100 yards. So if you think about it, before last week's game against Danville, you know, he probably was used just in situations where they needed some yardage or maybe a first down just to test the offense.
But here's been the big problem for Shamokin. It's been the turnovers. Yeah, they have all those touchdown passes, but 11 interceptions on the season for Just Grimes himself. Brett Nye, the backup quarterback, the freshman, has thrown 3 interceptions. They're a -4 turnover ratio for this team this year. Shikalimi also at a -4 this year with 11 interceptions and 6 fumbles on the season. These two teams mirror each other in a lot of ways statistically. Here's another interesting one. Shamokin has been outscored 30-16 this year. Shikalimi outscored 27-19.
Are you talking about in a quarter or
in total game?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, again, I think Todd Homo said it in his article today, the best that these two teams are very evenly matched.
I think this game could be a single digit differential.
The only thing I noticed about Shikalimi's linemen, they have nice, their kids are like 250, 270. Shamokin's the same way, but they got some kids that are tall, you know. I mean, Shikalimi's line, the kids are 5'10 to 6 foot, all right? So not as much leverage there, although I will tell you that it's very difficult to knock a person off their feet if they are shorter and wider, all right? And that's what Shikalimi does have.
Well, this is going to be the big difference in the game is that offensive line for Shamokin. You know, Grimes carried the ball 44 times this year, does have a touchdown, but for -63 yards, that tells you without having to look at any film that he's been running a little bit and he's been sacked a few times.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you a little story about Nate Grimes, all right? He is an excellent actor and singer. He had the lead in Les Miserables at the Shamokin musical last year, and he also played chimney sweep in Mary Poppins. The reason I know this is my granddaughter's
going to
graduate from Shamokin this year, and we've been there, and I've watched Nate since he's been in ninth grade. And unusual, I mentioned this on Steve Jones' show yesterday, and of course he said, "What you mean you weren't going to say anything about bowling?" Where you know where you know
where,
that,
know where
reference
that was
went.
Going.
But anyway, you know, it was just kind of neat because usually you talk about kids, you know, they play basketball, they wrestle, they're in track, and they're baseball. And Nate's a thespian, all right. So and does quite well. He's got a great voice and great presence on the stage. Now that has nothing to do with his ability to ramble and run around in the backfield. But
we'll see well he can ad lib with the football. How's
I don't think he's going to sing or talk his way out of a sack. All right, he's going to have to use those legs. So we'll see what happens.
Well, when we return to Shikalimi Stadium, we'll talk with Coach Todd Tilford of the Braves and see how he sees this matchup. Well, matching up. You're listening to Braves Football on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW. KOKW.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbury. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Welcome back to Shikellamy. Kevin here with Coach Todd Tilford of the Shikellamy Braves. As you look at this Week 9 matchup with Shamokin, you've been working on all this week a lot of different offensive sets that they'll run, including two tackles and a tight end, which is really unusual. I've seen it maybe... Actually, none of this year. It's been a couple of years since you've seen that. But how hard is it, the defense against the team running multiple sets?
Yeah, they run a lot of different things, and we got to make sure we line up properly. And ultimately, they're just going to try to pound it at us. So it's going to be a physical, as always, with the Shamokin and Shikellamy. So we just got to match that up front, and I think we got to start by stopping the run.
Well, you've been looking at a lot of the film, and a lot of the film has been really kind of tough to figure out exactly where Shamokin has been really strong. What have you guys seen in the films?
They run it pretty hard, like I just said. But then they got the two big wide receivers, really physical outside, and you know when they're putting points up, they pound it, and then they pretty much throw it up for grabs. And those kids have been making plays. So again, we're gonna have to start by stopping the run and be aware of in situations when they're gonna throw it up the mass.
Last week I had a really good offensive performance. That first series was probably the best series in maybe a couple of years. I mean, running the ball, throwing the ball, you were doing whatever you wanted to do, moving the ball downfield at a steady pace. What was the big change from week to week with the offense clicking last week?
Well, we feel like we've been improving week to week, and I think it was just a real confidence builder for us getting a win under our belts, and I think the kids are excited to be home tonight, and hopefully last week's win just, you know, does a lot for us tonight.
This game matches up defensively with Shamokin. Again, a team that loves to play a lot of guys in the box typically. Is that what you're seeing with this team as well?
Yep. Against Danville last week was a good look for us with some wing T sets, so it's kind of a good scout for us. And, you know, we feel like we know what they're going to do. They've been pretty consistent. It's just a matter of our guys making plays. Again, they're going to load the box. So we have some things in. We've been working hard on pass protection because we're going to have to protect Drew, and I think if we get Drew time, he's going to be able to make plays.
Well, and again, you know, you have situations where the pass kind of sets up Drew's running abilities too.
Yeah, he's been running it really well, and they play a lot of man, so I mean, hopefully we can get Drew and even in some scramble situations because he is one of our better threats running the ball.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you a little later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ah! Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at blazealexanderford.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
At Shock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Shock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Shock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com. Like us on Facebook or call today.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Injury, pain, suffering. People turn to expensive, addictive drugs and surgery before considering other options for pain. Healing, moving, living. Shamokin Dam Health Center treats the cause of your injury, not just the symptoms. To relieve pain and restore your body to health, when you're ready to work again, play again, live again, call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Starting lineups for tonight's matchup between the Shamokin Indians and the Shikellamy Braves. Indians coming in at 3-5 on the season. They'll be led by number 11, their quarterback, Nate Grimes. Grimes, a 6'1", 180-pound senior, 59 for 125 on the year, 11 interceptions, 10 touchdowns, 891 yards in the air. In the backfield, we'll see a mix of backs, including Max Madden, a 5'8", 151-pound sophomore, leading the team with 480 yards on the ground and three touchdowns. Wolfgang Pearson seeing some playing time, the 5'4", 150 senior. Bryson James also seeing some of the field. He's the second leading rusher on the team. The 5'9", 180 junior carrying the ball 49 times for 186 yards and a touchdown. The wide receivers, talked about them earlier. Matt Schicatano, the 6'1", 180 senior, averaging 13 yards a catch and three touchdowns. The leading receiver is wide receiver Joe Mosser, 6'2", 185 senior, 18 yards a catch, 415 on the season, and five touchdowns. Blake Kane is the tight end, the 6'1", 195 senior, averaging 9 yards on his seven catches and two touchdowns for the season. We'll see a mix of guys up front, including John Washuta, a 6'3", 290 senior. Hunter Rodarmel, a 5'9", 180 junior. Riley Malacusco is the 5'10", 185 sophomore. Andrew Nielsen, a 5'10", 130 senior. And Brian Hornsberger, a 6'3", 320 junior. They've had some trouble at the kicking spot this year. Carson Ososki, this 5'6", 130-pound sophomore, could see the kicking duties. He's made four PATs this year. Cruz Dindorf, the other kicker, a 5'9", 140 junior, with two PAT so far this year. Don't be surprised if we see Shamokin go for two a little bit more often this time around. The Braves defense will match up with defensive end Connor Fitzgerald, a 5'11", 155 sophomore, Jared Oakes, a 6'1", 265 junior. The other defensive end, Chad Rule, a 6'3", 195 junior, and Toby O'Connor, the defensive tackle, at 5'9", 250, a senior. Duncan Weir will be the outside linebacker, a 5'11", 185 junior, along with Gage Wolf, a 5'9", 165 sophomore. Colton Simcoe with three tackles for a loss on the year, a 5'9", 155 sophomore. Eric Schock leading the team in tackles at his inside linebacker position with 48. He's a 6'1", 185 junior. Ryan Castillo and Mason Brubaker will be the corners. Castillo, a 6'1", 165 junior with a pick on the year. Brubaker with a sack this year for the 5'9", 150 junior. And Drew Balestrini with two forced fumbles and an interception for the 5'9", 155 sophomore. We'll have the rest of the starting lineups when we return. This is Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Mark and Troy here from Zimmerman Motors. It's Ram Power Days, and we're celebrating with huge discounts to get you in the new Ram you deserve.
We have a fantastic selection of Rams, all discounted for the special event. And if you own another brand, we can save you up to $10,000 on a new Bighorn model.
Ram Power Day discounts all month long. 2019 Ram Quad Cab 4x4 starting at $32,500, 0% financing. It's time to buy that new truck.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury.
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man in Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Keep your fall adventures safe and fuel efficient with a new vehicle from W&L Subaru.
Plus, help W&L clear the shelters in our community by adopting a pet during the Subaru Loves Pet event on October 19th from 10 till 4. The Danville ASPCA will be offering low-cost pet adoptions, and there will be free pet vaccinations while supplies last.
Take a test drive during our pet adoption event, and we'll donate $10 to Mosley Mutt's Dog Shelter. It's a great time to check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy. Details at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Stadium as we get ready for Shamokin and Shikellamy. Let's give you the Shikellamy offense led by Drew Balestrini, a 6'1", 165 junior. 53 of 132, 9 interceptions, 7 touchdowns, and 840 yards passing. He has 73 carries for 231 yards and two touchdowns. The running backs will be Colton Simcoe, a 5'7", 155 sophomore, with 26 carries for 207 yards and three touchdowns. Joel Durr leading the way with four touchdowns, averaging 6 yards a carry for his 60 carries this year. The 5'10", 185 junior has 337 yards on the ground. Brayden Long is also, believe it or not, the leading receiver out of the backfield. The 6'1", 180 junior has 10 catches for an average of 25 yards a catch and three touchdowns, does have 12 carries for 50 yards. Davis Marshall, the 6'4", 210-pound senior, averaging 16 yards a catch and three touchdowns. Mason Brubaker, a 5'9", 150 junior, 2-for-4 with an interception, throwing the ball for 67 yards, 18 yards a catch in when he catches the ball, and 28 yards on the ground when he runs the ball, averaging 28 yards because he's only had that one carry. Connor Fitzgerald is the tight end, a 6'2", 220 junior, averaging 17 yards a catch. Around the front, it is right tackle Derek Wrights, a 6'2", 260 senior. Zach Kemberling, the right guard, a 6'2", 275 senior. Jared Oakes is the center, a 6'1", 265 junior. Billy Nace, the left guard, 6'1", 270 senior. Caden Hoffman, the left tackle, the 6'2", 230 sophomore. John Gittens will do the kicking. He was perfect in PATs last week, now making himself 9 of 15 on the year for the 5'9", 145 junior. 3-for-3 on field goals and a long of 41. Gittens will also do the punting, so Mason Brubaker from time to time will as well. Both teams have made their way out on the field. Shemokin in their white jerseys, purple pants, purple numerals. Shikellamy in their maroon jerseys with white pants and the blue stripe, white numerals as the fireworks go off to our left. Much better this time of year to see when it's actually dark and the lights have taken effect.
When you are looking at bright sunlight, it's
not a little
quite
harder to see. Shemokin's defense will match up with Micah Miller, the defensive lineman, has a fumble recovery for a touchdown for the 6'3", 190 junior. Hunter Roadarmer will also see some defensive line position play, along with Andrew Nelson, John Washuta, and Brian Hornsberger. Hornsberger, the 6'3", 320 senior. The linebackers expect to be Nate Grimes. The quarterback will also play linebacker. Ian Paul, a 6'1", 185 junior. Max Madden will be there, as well as Bryson James, who does have a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Tate Frederick, the linebacker, at 5'8", 190 senior. The defensive backs, we expect to see Wolfgang Pearson, a 5'4", 150 senior, along with Ryder Zukowski, a 5'9", 140 freshman. Matt Shikitano, a 6'1", 180 senior. And Joe Mosser, who has a pick six this year, the 6'2", 155 senior. That's the starting lineups. Shemokin came out and won the toss. They elected to defer. Shikellamy will take the ball to start this first half of play.
Do you have a number 44 for Shemokin? I do not.
I do not either.
And he led the team out.
I do not have that one either.
We'll just have to play it by ear. And by the way, I believe Nathan Meniere is four again tonight.
I believe you are correct.
I think I saw he had number four.
He is back in the number four jersey with the maroon jersey. He's joined there by Balestrini, Durr, and by Nace. Shemokin will have Grimes come out. And also, I believe, Hornsberger's out there, as well as Blake Kane. And I think the other one is, well, actually, I'm not sure. Might be Tate Frederick. Looks like it's 58 out there. Shemokin won the toss, as we mentioned earlier. They elected to defer, so Shikellamy will get the ball to start. And they will line up to, I believe, our left is what they picked. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Field looks really nice, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of wear spots down there around the field hockey spot at the goal at the 10-yard line.
Actually, that's probably from kicking extra points.
That
on
could
Thursdays.
Be as well. That's a good
because
point.
Because if you notice down
it's
at the other
it's not as
end,
bad at the other side. You're
on,
right.
On Thursday nights, if they're going to come on the field and do their pregame, they'll kick extra points there.
They did have a field hockey game here last week, I believe, last Thursday,
well,
for sure.
Tuesday was senior night for boys and girls soccer, and then on Wednesday night it was senior night for the field hockey team, who is doing very well this year. I believe they have a 500 record, and of course I was watching them practice, and the kids seem very energetic, and they're going to get into playoffs this year. So I believe they're 8-8-1, Kevin. That's not a bad season.
That's not bad at all.
Yep.
So Shikellamy again in their home navy blue. They have not, or excuse me, home maroon. They have not won a home game yet this season. Shimokin ready to boot the ball away, and doing the kicking will be Cruz Dindorf. Will kick it right to left from the center part of the field. Back deep for the Braves. To the far side is Simcoe. And to the near side, coming in with the football, is Long. Long will come up the numbers. Now to the hash marks, to the 30, 32-yard line. And that's where the Braves will start first and 10 while we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
As we get started here with the first play of week number 9 already in the high school football season. Coming out to the far side of the field will be Marshall. Backs are offset, wing to the near side at the 32-yard line for Shikellamy.
Well, the head official is talking on his two-way radio, all right, to somebody, but I don't
the other officials, what. Actually.
Yeah, well, I know who it is, but I don't know which one he's talking to.
Well, no,
to,
I just so. Thought there maybe you didn't
now.
Know.
Now we're all set. You know, soccer.
Or he's talking to somebody else. We're just assuming.
Some of the soccer. He could be listening to the game, too.
How are you doing out there, Mr. Official?
Mr. McNamara.
And he will whistle the ball in play. So going under center for the Braves as we crank things up is Balestrini. He'll send Maneer in motion to the far side on the near hash. Blitz coming from the outside. It's going to be a bootleg now by Balestrini. Balestrini breaks a tackle to the 40, the 45, to the numbers of the 50, and in Shimokin territory at the 47-yard line.
He did a nice job of selling that one, Kevin. I thought, first of all, he was going to give it to the halfback on the left side, and then I thought he was going to give it to the right halfback who was going to run the sweep. The next thing you know, he's coming up the field, and I think that's what happened to some of the Shimokin defenders too, Kevin.
21 yards on that first down carry, and Shikellamy with a big first and 10 in Shimokin territory at the 47-yard line. One receiver to the near side, that's Brubaker. Backs are split. Wing in motion to the near side is Long. And here comes Balestrini. He rolls out to the near side. He's looking to run. Now he's going to throw it, and it is intercepted and dropped. Having a chance to pick it off with Shikitano, as not turning around for the ball was Brain Long. He looked like he was running a fly, and Balestrini thought he was doing an out, and Shikitano had a free one there and actually might have tweaked his ankle as he went out of bounds.
He looks a little little discomforted there. Kevin, not a good decision that time by Drew, and he was being chased by a lot of Shimokin defensive players.
Sure was.
They had eight guys lined up from tackle to tackle, and it seemed like they brought the house, and he never had a chance to even set up.
Second down and 10 from the Shimokin 47-yard line after the 21-yard run by Balestrini. Balestrini under center with a wing to the near side, and he will get a free five as the hard count jumps the entire middle portion of the Shimokin defense over the football.
Former Montoursville head coach Jim Bergen, who is the line judge on the opposite side, pointing towards the Shimokin defense. So you are correct in your assumption.
Delay of game.
Ooh, did not look at the clock, but that might have been the case. Well, Coach Tilford does not like the call. I can tell you that much.
The flag was not thrown until after. That was really strange. After the defender for Shimokin was way into the neutral zone over on Shikellamy's side. Yeah. In fact, I think he hit one of the Shikellamy players.
Yeah, it was a jump so easily, I never even looked at the play clock to see where the play clock was. So second down and 15 instead from the Shikellamy 48-yard line as Balestrini comes under center with eight in the box. Here they come to the near side, getting a little bit of running room there is Simcoe. Simcoe almost got back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be at the 48-yard line for a gain of four.
Bryson James in on the tackle, Kevin. He was the one that brought him down eventually. You know, he did a nice job. I thought he was going to get stopped at the line of scrimmage. But the Braves don't have that runner that goes into that accelerated gear and burst through that hole. You know, if you remember, Lucas Tilford last year used to be able to do it. They do have it at Nettles when he's able to play, but he's not dressed tonight, Kevin.
He is not eligible for tonight's game, as he was not last week either. Marshall to the near side on this third down and 11. Wing to the far side. Under center, hard count, Balestrini straight drop, pressure from the backside. He lobs one up for Davis Marshall, and a lot of contact between Marshall and Chicotano, and Marshall goes down, and the official does not throw the flag.
Kevin, I believe that was one of those calls where both guys were going for the ball. They were both pushing off. So who do you call the interference on? Is it defensive interference or is it offensive interference? I'm not going to get upset with the official on that call.
Now, that looked like one of those, both of you are guilty, so I'm going to let it go.
And I believe Davis initiated the don't touch me, you touch me, I touch you back as they went down the field.
Gittens ready to punt the ball away. Back to about the 8-yard line is the return man. Gittens has some time, and he got that one right off the side of his foot. That might have made it to the 35-yard line, and that is it. I mean, that one was angled to the sideline on purpose, but it was not supposed to go out at the 35.
You must have the best 3D perspective eyes I've ever seen, Kevin, because that's exactly where they're going with the 35.
I've been really good with that this year,
awesome.
Shockingly enough. So that punt will go down as basically a 12-yard punt.
Give or take a yard.
Give or take a yard indeed. I formation behind Grimes, the quarterback. Grimes will hand it off the right side, looking for some running room and not finding a lot is Madden. Madden will actually lose a yard there as the left side of the Braves come down, led by Colton Simcoe.
Well, Duncan Weir actually came from his outside linebacker position and turned that in, and as he turned it in, he finished off the tackle, Kevin. So that's one thing the Braves have had some difficulty with, and that has been, you know, contained, you know, letting the runners get outside. That time, good job by Duncan and the entire front left side of the Shikellamy Braves line.
Indeed. Under 10 to go first quarter, Shamokin's first series after holding the Braves to one first down and a punt. Here comes the handoff. Coming all the way to the near side is Chicotano. Chicotano turns the corner of the 40. Stiff arm to the 50. Down the sidelines, and no one is going to come close to catching the speed demon down the side for six.
End around, Kevin. He lined up in slot position. It is usually where his wide receiver position is. They faked isolate off the left side. And as he came back through, Grimes handed him the ball. And they, you know, you got to give the Shamokin line on that right side a lot of credit because they didn't anybody penetrate. Because you always have to have somebody on the opposite side to stay home in case that happens. And there was nobody there. And like you said, he just outran everybody down that sideline on the Shamokin, towards the Shamokin bench.
Paul is holding. Ososki will do the kicking. He's made four PATs this year. Snap is good. The set's down. The kick is a line drive drifting to the left, but inside the left, upright, and good. So with 9:33 remaining, Chicotano takes it on the end around 66 yards on the second offensive play for the Indians and makes it 7-0 with 9:33 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, that's 70 yards in two plays, Kevin. Not too shabby, as they say.
Not too shabby indeed.
And that's, you know, that's what a lot of times in a game like this, the team that scores first gets a great advantage.
Well, that might end up being our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that coming up in the post game.
Well, let's hope not, but you're right. It could be.
Well, we've got a lot of picks tonight on what are a lot of game choices to choose from. Montoursville Southern Columbia. Got a good Central Columbia Lewisburg game tonight. But tonight, our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week is Central Columbia and Lewisburg. We'll keep you updated on that. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Now it'll be Dindorf ready to boot the ball away. And he'll do so to the near side, looking for the ball as long at the 10, 15, 20. Now cuts it outside to the 25, to the 30. Gets to the edge, to the 40. Down the sidelines of the midfield stripe and pushed out of bounds by the kicker right about midfield.
Usually when you make that run, when you come up to the line and then you decide to go west, usually
don't go well.
But evidently, Shamokin's coverage on that kickoff, people did not stay in their lanes. And he broke that edge, and off he went down the sidelines and got forced out of bounds. Oh, they pushed him back to the 44. It was Braves 44.
So. 40, Shikellamy 44-yard line. So, again, the Braves with really good
really
field
good.
Position.
Excellent field position, Kevin.
Coming out to the near side for Shikellamy will be Brubaker. Wing to the far side. Shikellamy trailing it by 7. Simcoe in motion to the near side. Here's the handoff to Dirt. Dirt with a big hole to the 50 in Shamokin territory, almost with a first down carry.
You got 8 guys on the line of scrimmage for the defense from Shamokin. And basically everybody's coming across the line, and they did a nice job on the right side. They just blocked everyone, and there's no linebackers left, Kevin, because they're all firing. So Dirt took advantage of that, picks up the almost the first down. And
9 9/10 yards away from a first down.
And I think the Braves wanted to run a play real quick, but for some reason the officials are not letting them.
Now, the Braves are up on the line of scrimmage, but I think the officials I think they're having an actual audio issue the way it looks with their intercom system.
It looks like one of them lost a contact.
Yeah, but they're not on the ground looking for it.
Not yet. Well, there's guys leaning over, so.
Well, it could be then. I don't know. Well, now the teams will both go back to their huddles on second down. Actually, might have been. I wonder if one of the officials actually got run into.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, he's gone right now because I saw Mike Elder and I saw Dr. Kemberling start to rush out, and then they stopped. And the way he was bending over at the end of that.
Yeah, I got the second thought that he might have been run into a little bit there. Castillo to the far side, double wing on this second and one. It's going to be a straight quarterback keeper, easily getting two and a half for the first down, down to the Shamokin 44-yard line. 8:53 to go here in the first quarter. Shamokin leading it 7-0.
Definitely, that's what they were going to do on that quick play before they had to wait for the officials. But again, Balestrini picked up plenty of yards. You got to give the center and the two guards a lot of credit there. Because they got the good surge.
Wing to the far side. One man to the near side is Brubaker. Now the wing is coming in. That's Simcoe. Hand off Durr right up the gut. Oh, man, did he take a hard hit after a gain of 2. I mean, he got literally stood right up.
Yeah, number 23 was in on that tackle.
And that's Ian Paul.
Ian Paul with a couple of others, helped out there. That time the Braves did not get what I would call the initial surge off of that ball. Only picked up 1.5 to 2 yards.
Second down and 8 from the Shikellamy 42-yard. Excuse me, from the Shamokin 42-yard line. Wing to the far side, backs are offset. Here comes Simcoe, the wing to the near side. Under center, Balestrini rolling out. He's going to run it all the way. Has some trouble now trying to get to the edge. Got to the edge somehow. Man, did he have to run his tail off. Ian Paul and Aaron Frasch were on full speed against him. Not only did he get the edge in the first down, but picked up another 4 or 5 yards after that, bringing up a 3rd down and 2 from the 36.
From what that started out, Kevin, I was thinking that he was going to get sacked behind the line of scrimmage, but that was all him. The offside defensive end for Shamokin was on him as soon as he made the turn. So, you know, that Shamokin's, you know, that they're just daring Shikellamy to run the ball.
And they're going to run it right up the middle, and a huge surge up front. Jared Oakes was 4 yards downfield, and he led his quarterback, Balestrini, to a 3, maybe a 4-yard gain and a first down.
Jared's bandage is not quite as big. Last year,
Last week up
at Berwick, it stuck out. Now it's normal length, all right? And it's, you got to give him credit. He's playing with 12 stitches in those 2 fingers.
Remember, he had an incident in shop class last week before the game on Friday night and then still played. Balestrini under center, hard count. Now this one isn't going to be delay a game. Shikellamy should get the free 5 because the left side of the Shamokin defense had jumped offside with 9 seconds to go on the play clock.
Well, Kevin, when you have a team that is just laying their ears back and coming hard, you know, that's a hard count. And I'm sure that the coaches saw that when they looked at the games, all right, and they said, you know, we could probably hard count these guys if we can discipline ourselves not to jump off sides.
Aggressive defense, 1st and 5. Don't be surprised if Coach Tilford goes to the back of the playbook soon. This would be the opportunity to do that.
All right, you're on, buddy.
Wing to the near side. A hard count by Balestrini. Nope, they're going to just go with the handoff near side. And plenty of running room there for Simcoe across the 20 to the 19. And he's upended at the 19-yard line by Frash.
Colton did a nice job of staying behind that pulling guard as he made it around the right side. Nothing more than a sweep, Kevin. And, you know, maybe he might be saving that play in the back of the playbook for later, because the Braves with a nice drive going right now.
Yeah, that was definitely a right call there. 8 yards and a first down, and they're right now, even with eight in the box, Shikellamy's offensive line just opening up some great holes. Here comes the pitch. Balestrini will send it out now to Long. Long will put a beautiful stiff arm in, but he can't put it into Ian Paul's face enough. But Paul takes him and drags him out of bounds, and that will bring flags from all over the place.
It's either a horse collar or a face mask, because he did, when Braden went around, you could see all of a sudden it looked like somebody had his shoulders, yep, or shoulder pads around the neck. So we'll see.
Well, let's see. The officials will talk this one over at the original line of scrimmage, which was the 19-yard line. 6:24 to go first quarter. Shikellamy on their second drive of the game after a punt. And
personal,
this is a personal foul.
Face mask
against Shikellamy on the stiff arm. The stiff arm into the, you can put it into the face mask, but you cannot grab a hold of the face mask. And I was wondering if maybe that was going to be the call, Chief, because he had that stiff arm in there pretty good.
And then the way his body jerked around, it almost looked like somebody
right.
got a hold
it
of him
did.
That way too.
You're so. Right.
Well, nothing like a 15-yard penalty to kill a good drive, Kevin.
Well, that'll mark it back to the 34-yard line with 6:24 to go as Balestrini now comes in with the play from the sideline.
Boy, that one had that's two plays now, two penalties, Kevin, that both you and I have been. Well, you said you thought it might be that face mask, but I did not. I thought that was on Shemokin all the way.
Yeah, you don't see it often on the offensive side, but once in a while, if you grab a hold of it, you'll get the call. Tight formation for the Braves with the wing. Here's the handoff, Durr. Durr will come up and get to the 31-yard line. It'll be a gain of about three, and it'll bring up a second down in about 20.
They have a lot of people up there. You know, you got eight people on the line of scrimmage when you bring those two linebackers up. And by the way, Kevin, they're playing an old gap 6-2 defense against the Braves. And, you know, that's a defense that back in the 60s and early 70s, which a defense you run against people that you think are going to run
that
all
are going to run.
Mm-hmm.
And Balestrini back to pass, looking to the near side on an out to Marshall. Caught Marshall at the 25. And Marshall fighting for an extra yard or two. Gets to the 25-yard line, brought down by Shikitano. Good enough for a gain of about five, six.
Well, that's a good play to call, especially when you've got, you know, a defense like Shemokin that's bringing a lot of people. It's a three steps back and look for your receiver. The unfortunate part about it is if you don't break the initial tackle after you catch the ball, you're not going to gain many yards.
It's already a five-minute drive for Shikellamy here in this quarter, trailing at 7-0. Balestrini on third down and 16. Back to pass, five-step drop. Looking to the far side, now looking to the near side. Pressure breaks down. He's going to have to run. Misses, makes a man miss. Gets to the 30, makes another man miss. Can't quite get to the line of scrimmage. He'll be dropped for a sack. And a loss of two. It'll bring up a third down from the 28-yard line.
Real nice tackle by Aaron Frash that time after he got away from number 68, Hunter Rodarmel. But Hunter Rodarmel had really good, had a good angle on him. It's just the athleticism of Drew Balestrini got him there.
I don't think this is four down territory right here. This is no man's land at the 28-yard line.
What do you do? You know, I mean,
you got to get to the nine.
It's too far for a field goal, not long enough for a punt. And we're down to 7 seconds on the 40-second clock.
They'll send three receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two on the play clock, one. They'll get it off. Balestrini back to pass. Pressure coming. He's rolling out, thinking about running. Now he lobs it up for Brubaker. Just can't quite get to it. He was about a half a yard from getting not only a first down but a touchdown, and that'll go over as a turnover on downs.
That's one of those plays where you get the Chicatano got turned around. Is he, you know, Balestrini's coming to the right side. Looks like he's going to get close to the line of scrimmage. So Chikatano's going to have to come up and see if he can stop it. And it was just long enough for Brubaker to do a little hitch move and get by him. And Kevin, what do you think? 6 inches away from a touchdown there. I mean, that was a well-thrown ball. It didn't have a lot on it. It had the right arc on it. Just
if Brubaker's 6'2 instead of 5'9, that's 6 points.
Exactly. You're right.
And now Shamokin will take over with the ball first and 10 at the 28-yard line, with Grimes now barking out a change of the play at the line of scrimmage. He'll hand the ball off, first back through, looking for a little bit of running room there. That looked like it might have been Madden on the carry. It was.
34 is Madden. You are correct. Eric Schock from his outside backer position crashed down and made the tackle. But in order for him to make that tackle, you got to have guys that are stuffing a lot of blockers up in front, and he did, and they did.
He gets one more tackle. He'll be at 50 for the season. That's a 2-yard gain.
Well, week in and week out, Eric has good games on defense, Kevin.
Absolutely. Mosser now to the near side. Back to pass Grimes. Looking at Mosser on the slant. He's got a great defensive play by Brubaker. Knocks it out of his hands. Mosser had it for a second, and it was slapped right out with a right hand that came right down from the shoulder.
I'm not used to seeing that in high school level football.
You're right.
That was like a college corner or a pro corner making that, because it was there. I mean, he had it right in his chest and without causing any type of interference.
No, that was timed perfectly. He came right around the front and slapped it right out. Third down and 8. As we have a receiver both ways, offset eye. Back to pass. Grimes looking to the far side. He's looking for Chikatano. Makes an adjustment. Knocked out of the sky by Ryan Castillo. And that will fall incomplete in a fourth down. Nice defensive play on the other side of the field.
Yeah, he turned around at the right time. And actually, in order for Chikatano to catch that ball off that fly pattern, he was going to have to come through Castillo. And Ryan, he did an excellent job that time by Ryan. Well, we got a punt. You know, Shamokin's only run 5 plays.
That's 2 of the first series.
Unfortunately, one of them was a 70-yard touchdown run. So yeah,
I think that might be Delroy Wolf, the punter now, at about the sophomore at the 20 or 30, make that the 16. He got that one away, hits at the 45, takes a Shikellamy bounce, and just dies at about the 44-yard line. And that's where Shikellamy will take over, first and 10 at their own 44-yard line.
You know, you gotta love to watch your quarterback and your halfbacks when that ball's bouncing around there, and they're taking free hits on the guys on the defense.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I hope they never do it in such a way that they step to where the ball's bouncing around and it hits them.
Quick update on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard: Southern Columbia leading Montoursville 7-0. That is in the first.
Well, that's a surprise.
Brubaker to the near side. Ball about the middle of the field. And here comes Balestrini rolling out. Sets up, looking, pumps. Now he makes a man miss.
Yes.
Flags fly for a horse collar. And that one will go out of bounds. He will go out of bounds at the 45-yard line. But I think we're going to see a penalty coming up on that one. He didn't make the tackle with the horse collar, but grabbed the pad at the back of the neck, and I think that will actually create a first down for the Braves. No, it's going to be a face mask, not a horse collar.
I think they use face mask and horse collar signals. I mean, or they use them
interchangeably. I don't know if they do that at the high school level or not. That's a good question. I know at the college level that it is a different call. It's over the right shoulder, and you grab and pull.
It's only a 5-yard penalty.
But it is only a 5-yard penalty, is correct. So it'll be first down. Well, it shouldn't be from the spot of down and 3 from the spot of the foul.
Yeah, that's what happened. Brubaker was wide open. He ran an out pattern. If Balestrini would have had time, he could have easily picked up the first down with the pass.
Braves might have gotten away with 12 men in the huddle as Brubaker came off the field that time. Shamokin now lining up at the front. Now Manier on the give, and he goes absolutely nowhere as Ian Paul just came through because there were just too many men to block at that front line. And now it'll be second down and 8.
You have 5, 6 guys, and you try to run a sweep against 8 guys, you know, that are firing through there.
Math doesn't work.
Your guards who are pulling, they get knocked off, and it just becomes a real bad snarl or traffic jam in that backfield, and Nate Manier had no place to go.
Second down and 8 after the loss of 5. Clock winding to 2 minutes 10 seconds first quarter. Shamokin leading it 7-0. Under center is Balestrini with a wing to the far side. Straight drop, pump fake, looking for Marshall. Has Marshall. Marshall fighting with Chicatano, and that one will fall incomplete, a little bit too far away for Marshall to catch up. But I'll tell you what, that's been a battle down here on the near sideline between Marshall and Chicatano.
Well, it might have been a little bit of inexperience on Davis's part, but he stopped running. You know, you got if you're gonna run that pattern, it's up to the quarterback to get you the ball, and you got to keep running. If you outrun it, if you overrun it, so what? You know, it's
got to go.
But he was 4 or 5 yards behind the throw that time.
Yeah, got to go. You're right. He was waiting for that pass to be a little shorter so he'd have to adjust to it instead of adjusting to the ball in the air.
Like somebody
he tried to adjust
out.
It first. Actually, no, there's a football that is
on
at
the
2-yard line. I think they were working on some passes and just throwing it around on the sidelines, on the Shamokin sideline, and that one went and ended up on the 2-yard
line.
That's good,
so because
that one
gives
up.
The Braves a 25-second clock instead of only 6 seconds left in the 40 this time. So,
third down and 8. And now winging out on a wheel route for the Braves is Long. Balestrini sets up. He's looking long for Long. Long's got a step on the receiver. Went up, and he didn't get the catch. Went up for it, and it was knocked out of his hands by Chicatano, who almost ended up picking that one off.
I thought he had it. I mean, it looked like he was above Chicatano as far as the height goes. But, again, you know, that's a long throw for Drew.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you're throwing it from the 40-yard line down to about the 5-yard line. And, you know, that's – I mean, Braden had him beat.
And he came out on the wheel route wide
open.
Yes,
he did, yep.
Gittens ready to bunt the ball away from his own 32-yard line. Pearson back deep for Shamokin at the 15. Good snap, not much pressure. Gets the kick away much better. Hits at the 25, rolls to the 20, to the 15. Pearson takes it on the hop at the 14, and he is dropped down at the 11-yard line. They'll spot him at the 13 with forward progress.
You got Gage Wolf, who's always down there with Connor Fitzgerald. All right, just an excellent job of punt coverage all year long by those two guys especially. And Connor's mother, all right, is the field hockey coach. So I forgot to tell you that much, all right? So there we go.
Inside football with Chief. Well, every Friday night here on WKOK.
Yeah, inside Chickalamy football, not inside
right.
Any other football.
13-yard line is where the ball is right now for Shamokin on this 1st and 10, leading it 7-0 with a minute 33 to go here in the first quarter. Grimes now under center with a double wing. He'll play action. Nope, he's going to hand it off to the second back through. That's Max Madden, and Madden goes maybe
nowhere,
a yard.
Because big number 59 is back playing defense, all right, for Chickalamy. And
Jared Oakes back there,
and he just pulled him down right at the line of scrimmage. Nice tackle by Jared from his lineman position.
Tackle number 14 on the year for Oakes, and you're right, it goes nowhere. Second down and 10, clock winding with 1:05 remaining here in the first quarter, and Shamokin up 7-0.
Well, Chad Rule's in there on defense, too. He's getting better and better every year playing that defensive end position.
Offset eye behind the quarterback, Grimes. Grimes now hands the ball off, and a little bit of running room that time for Madden. Gets to the 20-yard line, a gain of about 6.
Well, Gage Wolf met him and stopped him, but he bounced off of Gage and then was picked up by Eric Fitzgerald, brought him down along with, I believe, a Rule was in on that one too, Kevin. But that's a lot of yards. That's a lot of yards.
It is.
Very manageable 3rd and 3 here for the Shamokin Indians.
I have to get to the 23.5-yard line. Right now, ball spotted at the 20. They'll have to get one more playoff before we go to the second quarter. Chicatano to the near side, Mosser to the far side, offset backfield, and it looked like Shamokin might have jumped offside.
Motion. I mean, it looked like the center just, or someone on the lineman just stood up.
Just went into a stance and then stood right back up. So now it'll be 3rd down and 8 with 9.4 remaining here in the first quarter. Shamokin leading it 7-0. Now the Indians this year.
That'll be the quarter, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, because that clock's going to restart. Well, we'll get to that stat in just a moment, because at the end of one, it is Shamokin 7, Chickalamy nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and CustomizedTutoringServices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age. And any stage.
Well, Shemokin with a big third and short ended up with a 5-yard penalty, averaging 8 penalties a game, but only averaging 59 yards a game. The Braves averaging about 7 penalties a game and 71 yards for the season. Third down and about 8. And rolling out is Grimes to the far side. Pump fakes, fires it. Incomplete. And it's just a little too tall for Blake Kane, the tight end. And he got plastered by Balestrini about the same time the ball got there.
He was there, Kevin. And Grimes had basically gotten the corner. I think he might have been able to pick up more yards if he ran. But just a crossing pattern by the tight end. And Balestrini with a really nice tackle went right through him.
You know, that punt. And great tackle, and the three and out now get Shikalimi a very, potentially very good field position, and really has shifted the field in favor of the Braves.
So instead of their side of the 50, they might be on Shemokin's side of the 50.
Exactly. The punt to the goal line, and it went straight up the chute. Fair catch called for by Balestrini at the 43-yard line. That was still a really good punt. That ball looked like it was going to go straight up and straight down, but it actually carried a lot further. The Braves have the ball to Shemokin 43.
Plus, they didn't make any return on it, and that was a good decision to fair catch that.
Excellent.
And you are a sage, Kevin, because they are on the Shemokin 43-yard line.
First and 10 at the 43, best field position of the night for Shikalimi, bar none. And the ball at their own 44 and their own 30.
The Braves need to get something going here. Shemokin again, just denying, threatening. Just we want you to pass. We're going to not let you run the ball. Well, they're spread out now.
Yeah, they're spread out. Four quicks this time. Shotgun, sidecar right. Balestrini will run for this one to the near side. He'll get to the 40, break a tackle to the 38-yard line. That'll be good for a gain of about 6. He'll bring up a second down and 4-5.
Yeah, number 4, Aaron Frasch, and number 14, Micah Miller in on that tackle, Kevin.
That was a really interesting call. First time we've seen something outside of the wing T for the Braves here
tonight.
In this game.
And, it's almost like where you put your best running back there, quarterback,
I'm going to correct that. Second time we've seen him out of the wing tee. They were in a trips formation on that one long fourth down play. And now they're in that same formation, too. Man-to-man coverage on the short side, the near side with Marshall. Balestrini changes the play at the line.
Oh.
And one of the offensive linemen stepped up a little early.
Well,
so that'll be second down and 9.
The way that he stood up, it looked like it was going to be a pass.
Yep.
Yes, it sure did.
It sure did.
He did not fire out.
No.
Right? It was just
he went back to protection mode.
Let me lean back on my haunches here.
And that's the frustrating thing if you're a coach is to have that offside penalty on a pass play because you don't have to fire off on that one. The Braves will come out now with four quicks, two to the near side, two to the far side, moving right to left here in the second quarter. Shotgun sidecar right. Balestrini high snap will take it right up the middle of the 40, to the 35. Breaks a tackle, leans his way to the 30, to the 29. They'll spot him at the 30-yard line. It's good enough for a first down gain of 13.
Wolfgang Pearson on the tackle. That time he went where they weren't. They didn't have anybody in the middle. They blocked out. And because they were crashing both defensive ends and linebackers and just, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but whatever happened, it was the right place to run that time.
After this play, I've got a scoreboard update that's going to shock you. Shotgun sidecar right. Ball at the near hash mark, moving right to left at the 30. High snap, Balestrini right up the gut again. Same play again. Same result again. Only this one went for 9 instead of 13 to the 21-yard line. And it'll be first, a second down and 1.
Garrett Kitchen with the tackle on that one, Kevin.
How about
shock me.
How about this one on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Second quarter, Loyal Sock 10, Warrior Run nothing.
I thought they picked Warrior Run to win.
Yes, that's
and
why.
The Loyal Sox, wow.
Loyal Sox up 10-0.
I am shocked. Not shocked that I won't be able to talk.
It's not stunning. I said shocking.
I thought you were going to give me something about Montoursville Southern.
That's a little later. I don't think that'll shock you. Man in motion to the far side, handoff Durr. Durr will get to the first down marker, and that'll be about it.
Well, number 23, 62, had a hold of him. That would have been Garrett Kitchen, but number 23, Ian Paul, who we've called his name a lot tonight, Kevin.
Going right to the line on his third and 1. Balestrini will get it, push the line ahead. He'll get well past the 20 to the 19, 18-and-a-half-yard line. It'll be good for 2, and he pops out of there after all that, too. Clean to the end zone, but, of course, he was down before that.
That just, another great job by the line up front. And I like that, you know, you don't even huddle. You just get out there and you know you're going to run it and run it on touch and bang, off we go. We've been here before, Kevin.
Under 9 remaining here in the service until the Service Electric halftime report. Shimoka was trying to make a change. He had to run back off the field because the Braves opened up the, broke the huddle rather. Man to the far side of the field. Now in motion is Simcoe to the far side. Balestrini will roll out. He's looking at bootleg all the way. He's going to try and get to the edge, makes a stiff arm, gets to the edge, and is very close to the first down marker, depending on when he got pushed out of bounds. They'll push him out, looks like at the 13.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to get around the end there, Kevin.
I didn't either.
But there was a nice job. Semko with a nice job on the corner, blocking one of, you know, I believe that might have been the defensive end, okay, as he was lined up a little wider. That's who got him at least out to that spot where he could get around.
Second down and about 4. We'll give him 6 on that carry. Down to the 13-yard line. Clock stop with 8:31 to go before the Service Electric halftime report. Man-to-man coverage on the near side with Marshall. Here's the handoff. Right side, Simcoe looking for a hole. He's got a hole. Gets to the outside. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Shikalemi.
Well, Kevin, we fooled him, all right? We went back to the wing tee, all right, and ran sweep. And the guards did a nice job. They had a kick out blocked by the onside guard, and the offside guard pulled and sealed in. And Simcoe, it almost like he was in slow motion making that move to the outside, but I think he smelled the goal line as he went the rest of the distance. So
and that is
great
his,
run, great blocking by the Braves.
His fourth touchdown of the season with 9:24 to go here in the first half. And Gittins to kick the extra point. Gittins 9 of 15 on the season. On the hold from Balestrini. Good snap, good hold. Kick is low, but it is across that yellow crossbar and good.
We're getting used to those, Kevin. We don't even get excited when we see it. It just barely leaves the, you know, the reach of the lineman out there because you know, he has the distance.
And you know, John has a 31-yard field goal this year, and he made it with room to spare. But the extra points, you just don't need enough as much leg, so he's got to relax a little bit.
I don't know. Dead leg?
All tied at 7 with 8:24 remaining here in the second quarter of play. We'll give you an update on the Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. Lewisburg leads Central Columbia in the second by a score of 7-0.
Well, Lewisburg playing at your second home, Bucknell's stadium.
Although I don't see it in the month of October.
Yeah, that's true. You're off and running. Going to Maryland tomorrow, aren't you?
As a matter of fact, the Bison are on the road to Towson on Eagle 107 to meet the nationally ranked Towson Tigers.
But they're only what? They're not undefeated, are they?
No.
Towson are like
no, I think they're 18th in the FCS poll that I get the vote in. 3:30, gotcha. The kickoff at 4 on Eagle 107. Here comes Gittins. He pops that one straight up.
Could have hit the ground.
And hits it about the 25 and is taken by one of the up men at the 25-yard line, Tyler Wary. And Wary will get to the 26-yard line. And that was
42.
Really scary.
Joel Durr on the tackle because not only can Joel can run the ball from his fullback position, but he can cover on the kickoffs as he gets a single solitary unassisted tackle.
By the way, Chief, that drive was a 43-yard drive that started at the Shamokin 43.
I was going to ask you how many plays they ran, too. It's only been about five or six.
That one I didn't count.
I know. Is our statistician Don Leitzel? He probably doesn't keep track of the.
How many plays was that drive, Mr. Leitzel? He said somewhere between 1 and 70.
Hey, Schmoke is up on the line. Watch the game.
They are indeed up on the line with backs offset. Here comes Grimes rolling out to the far side. He's looking for Mosser. He's got him this time. Bullet at the 40-yard line right in front of Brubaker, and it was a great route. And a gain of 10 and a first down.
You cannot defend that pass, Kevin.
No. That was in the perfect spot.
You come down straight down the field, and you make that quick out, and that ball's in the air as soon as you make your turn. So you got to give Grimes a lot of credit. He put the ball in the money, and it was a nice catch by Madden.
And Mosser's 6'2", 185 frame just makes it tough. And speaking of Madden, he's got the ball right now off the right side, and he will race to the 50-yard line for a first down, gain of 10. I think that's going to be good enough for a first down.
It's close. That's two plays and two first downs, I believe, Kevin, unless they're going to measure it here.
I think they're moving them on.
They are moving them. You are correct.
Moving them on.
I love Maximus. That's what his parents called him, all right? Sounds like a Roman senator. Maximus Madden.
Well, he is running like he's a member of the Roman Legion right now, in great shape. And that's going to be a dive play. Wow, talk about getting hogtied. Billy Nace just grabbed the running back and threw him to the ground so quick, I didn't even see who the running back was.
I'm not sure. Thrash.
I think it was Thrash. Yeah, it was a 45?
They just said
Thrash.
Thrash got thrashed.
Thrash with a rare carry there. He's only carried the ball about five times this year, if that indeed was him. But, again, he got the ball so fast. Actually, you know who that was? It was Aaron Thrash, number four.
Yeah, Thrash. Yeah. I thought I heard Bill Ziegler say it was Thrash.
He is right. In motion to the far side, Chicatano. Looked like Grimes bobbled that one a little bit. Chicatano gets that one off his feet at the 45, steps inside to the 42-yard line. It'll be short of a first down, but a gain of about 8. Bring up a third down and 2.
That was a very, very nice move that he made out there also. 66 for the Braves out there with the tackle, too. Chad Rule all the way from his defensive line position, Kevin. So good pursuit.
And a third down now with 6:31 to go in a tie game at 7. I formation, big third down for Shamokin. Grimes gets it. He will hand it off. Madden's got the first down to the 40, gets down to the 35, inside the 35 to the 33-yard line before he is finally stopped there. Balestrini gets into that tackle and also getting a little help from Chad Rule.
Chad Rule was basically, he had a hold of him, was going along for the ride. It's almost like
he was
that,
just riding along.
Almost like that Jerome Bettis commercial for insurance. I got your flag. I got your flag.
It was it looked like he was just on a hayride.
Well, Shamokin, good answer to the Shikellamy touchdown, making a very, very impressive drive here, Kevin.
Drive started at the 27-yard line. Grimes again bobbling the snap, back to pass, looking to the near side to Chicatano, right between the wickets. He looked to the inside, looked to the outside, then had to shift to the inside at the last second, had a good step or two on Castillo, but just couldn't get the ball in his hands. It went right between them.
Yeah, Ryan was in front of him, and that's a good position if you're going to be able to reach up and knock the ball away. But Ryan couldn't do that. The ball was thrown in the right place.
It was right there. It was right on the money. I'll tell you what, Grimes has thrown the ball very, very well here tonight, accuracy wise.
And I'm not quite sure what's going on with the snap, but you were right. The last two times
the snaps
have been bobbled.
I formation, Brave showing blitz up the middle. Then we'll hand it off to Madden. Madden runs right by everybody to the 20. Down to the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown. Shamokin as Max Madden races it in from 33 yards out to answer the Shikellamy touchdown with 5:41 to go here in the first half of play. And Shamokin now leading it 13-7.
Well, again, when you fire people, you're not going to have anybody in that secondary line of defense. And when he came through there, he had a clear running, and the last person who could tackle him would have been Drew Balestrini. But I'm telling you, Aaron Thrash, who we just mentioned a while ago, put a block on Balestrini that just sent him backwards, and that set Madden free.
Snap, set, kick up low, but it is going to just barely get across that crossbar. And it is 5:41 remaining here in this first half of play. It is Shamokin 14 and Shikellamy 7. That drive started the 27-yard line before Madden popped it in from 33 out.
Well, they started with a great pass route by Mosser, and he picks up the first down, and then they run Madden down the field. Chicatano had a nice pass reception on that and made a nice move from the outside to pick up more yardage. It's basically been Madden after an incomplete pass to Chicatano. Madden's just running over. I shouldn't say he's running over people. He's finding the seam.
Yeah,
right?
He ran right by him.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it, Kevin. He ran by a couple of the Braves defenders.
Well, that could end up becoming our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that coming up in the post game. That was a good run, though. That was a good run. It was simply between the tackles, and Shikellamy was really loading up the middle.
Well, there was, like I said, your linebackers now took themselves out of the play. There was nobody there in that second line of defense where the linebacker should have been.
Here comes the kick from Dindorf. Takes a bounce and taken by one of the up men. Coming up with Wolf, you're right, to the 41-yard line. Outstanding field position with 5:34 to go and three timeouts at the 41. This game could be tied at the half if Shikellamy can finish off this big drive.
That was a nice catch of that punt by Gage Wolf. That's a knuckleball coming down there right about shoulder height. He picked it off, and then he picked up another 15 to 20 yards on the return.
Balestrini coming in at quarterback. 59 yards away from tying this game up. Marshall to the near side. He'll match up there with Mosser. Offset backs. Ball in the middle of the field, moving right to left with Meneer as the wing to the far side. Hand off. Running room there for Long. Long sneaks off the right side for a gain of a couple to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, that was the play that Simcoe scored the touchdown on previously. That time, the inside of Shamokin's defense did not get blocked, so when he made the turn up field, he was tackled.
You know, after the Shamokin second play of the game, it went turnover on downs, punt, 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 and now we've had touchdown, touchdown. Over to the far side of the field is Marshall. To the near side is the wing back, Simcoe. Backs are split. Straight drop now is Balestrini. Looks around, wheel route, looking for Long on the wheel route, and picked off by Mosser. A beautiful job of timing the leap at the 43-yard line, and Mosser picks off another one.
Well, he sat back there in his safety position, and Kevin, you and I are probably watching Braden Long come out of the backfield on the wheel route, and guess what? So was Joey Mosser.
Saw it the whole way.
But he just saw that. That was like catching a fly ball leisurely, or at your leisure, and he picks it off.
He did. He did. He looked like all he had to do was just outstretch the glove.
It looked like he was warming up for the game, all right? That's how easy it appeared to us from up here.
At the 43-yard line, Shamokin with the football and a 14-7 lead with 4:47 remaining. I formation, Grimes will hand it off. And there is nothing there at all for the running back. And I believe that was going to be Max again.
Well, Gage Wolf and also Colton Simcoe in there on the tackles. And, of course, you got big number 67 for the Braves, Toby O'Connor, right in the middle, flanked by Curtis Raker. And on the other side, we've got Chad Rule. And they did a nice job of not letting the offensive line from Shamokin get off the ball.
Toby, a 5'9", 250 senior playing the defensive tackle position in this four-man front. Second down and 10. Clock winding now down to 4:10. Handoff. Madden runs into his own man. Then he gets hit. Maybe a gain of a yard to the 40. Or actually, give him 2 yards to the 46-yard line. He'll bring up third down and 7.
Well, Curtis Raker was over there, but it was Eric Schock who made the stop. I think Curtis was in on that, but Eric's the one that stopped. I thought he was stopped in the backfield, Kevin. That's the way it looked. It looked like he ran into one of his own men?
It did. He ran into the left guard, I believe, left tackle.
Probably the guard that was supposed to pull.
That could very well be.
Or else get knocked back into the backfield.
And now Shikatano in motion to the far side. Again, a late exit for Grimes. Grimes makes a man miss, fires one up. It is incomplete, almost intercepted by Balestrini on the backside. Looked like they were trying to get it out to Mitchell Knowles, and that one falls incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down, so the Braves' turnover at this point does not lead to points.
Good pressure that time by Chad Rule. Also out there was Connor Fitzgerald. They're the ones that I thought might have even gotten a piece of him before he stepped away from it, but it made him pull up. They did not give him the corner, and that was good because he gets out on that left corner. Now he's got Chicatano and Mosser, you know, on the same side of the field, and they'll just find a way of getting open.
Bryson James back to punt at the 33-yard line. High snap. He has to go up and get it. Braves have a little bit of pressure, gets it away. And it's going to hit at about the 25 to the 20 to the 15. Oh, my. That punt took a beautiful Shamokin roll down to the 12-yard line. Brubaker did what he had to. He had to stay away from that ball because that ball hit the ground and just squirted right toward the end zone.
It always seems, Kevin, that if the punt goes towards one of the sidelines instead of staying between the hashes, that the guys back there catching, that they don't want to fair catch it. I guess they're getting a rougher angle at it.
43 on the punt.
And that was excellent, and that really pinned the Braves back.
Yeah, that changed the complexion of this completely now with 3:08 to go and three timeouts. Now the Braves have to, be careful.
If they don't get a first down and have to punt, it's going to give Shamokin good field position.
They'll go with three receivers to the near side, one to the far side, shotgun sidecar left from the far hash. And it will be Balestrini running up the middle, but Shamokin sniffing that one out. It'll be a loss of two on the running play and a host of Indians there on that one. I think leading the way that time, Chief, was
Micah Miller, number 14, is the one that had him by the waist.
And then Rodarmel finishes him off.
They just they threw a flag over there. That's a sideline warning.
Yeah, that's a sideline warning on the Shamokin Indians. So the next sideline infraction will be a penalty. Second down and 12, 3 minutes remaining as the clock winds after the warning. 14-7. Shamokin leading Chicoutimi. We'll take a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck Out of Town scoreboard here in just a brief moment. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Shotgun sidecar left for Balestrini. And the pressure coming up the middle. Balestrini will roll out. Flag flies. He'll duck his head underneath to the 10 and get back to the original line of scrimmage for a gain of about 3 to the 13. But I believe this one is going to be a, what is it that Tunchilkin on the Steelers radio network on the Valley calls it? Habeas gravis.
Habeas gravis. And as it's got, it's probably half the distance to the goal line, Kevin.
Speaking of the Steelers, they have the week off this week, so you won't hear them on 100.9 The Valley. But next Monday night, they host the Dolphins. So Bill Tunch and Greg Wolfley will have the broadcast beginning at 6:20 next Monday, 8:20. On 100.9, The Valley, your home for Steelers football.
Well, that punt, all right, and what has transpired is really putting the Braves in a tough spot here, Kevin.
Shamokin might take a timeout here if this play does not lead to a first down or a big play for the Braves. Now the Braves will send one receiver to the far side, one wing to the near side is Simcoe. Backs are offset. Simcoe will go in motion to the far side. And the handoff to Durr. Durr has some running room to the 10, to the 15, and gets back to the original line of scrimmage and beyond. That one started at the 4, ends up with a gain of 11, but it is still third down and about 7. And again, I think if they would have stuffed Durr on that play, we might have seen a timeout, but not now.
That's really, it's a play that you run off tackle with your fullback and a lot of times you got to look to the inside if you're the runner because that seam opens up. And Joel found it that time and picked up nice yardage.
Braves letting the clock wind down with a minute 28 to go, trailing at 14-7. 6 on the play clock now. On the near hash mark, Shamokin almost jumping offside. They did. Were they drawn by one of the Chicoutimi linemen is the question. No, it is going to be against Shamokin. Now this makes this about a third and 3 opportunity
very,
for the
very
Braves.
Very makeable first down, and that would go a long way in solving some tough problems here for the Braves defense.
Chief, how about this one on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck Out of Town scoreboard? Danville leading Selinsgrove 6-0.
Doesn't surprise me, but again, if you will call it, we'll call it a semi-shocker.
Danville's offensive line struggling the last couple of weeks. Struggled a little bit against Shamokin as well. Clock winding with 1 minute remaining. A third down and two from the 20.
Chickalimmy's going to call timeout.
Yeah, they are. They're just going to wind it down to 55 seconds. And Coach Tilford claps his hands, calls timeout, and comes out to talk to his offense. Coming up at the Service Electric Halftime Report, we'll give you scores and highlights from around the region. We'll get you some information on Lewisburg Central Columbia as well as the Danville Sealands Grove update. And maybe some highlights from those games as well. Plus, we'll recap the three touchdowns here at Chickalamy Stadium, which has led us to a 14-7 Shamokin lead right before the half.
Kevin, people probably don't realize how big that run was by Durr and then the penalty, because the Braves could have been looking at punting from their own end zone if they had to punt. And then, excellent job by the coaching staff to, hey, let's run this third play clock down to the 40 seconds, because that would mean that the only way it's going to stop would be Shamokin would have to call a timeout. They're probably waiting. So now with 55 seconds, they've got this third down and 2 yards. Now, if they don't make it, I think you'd agree with me, Shamokin will probably call a timeout.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Under center, Balestrini will send Simcoe from the backfield in motion to the far side. Balestrini will sneak it ahead. He's got the first down. That will stop the clock at the 23-yard line with 51.4 to go. Remember, Chickalimmy with a new set of downs now will actually have two more timeouts remaining, but the clock will wind with 49 to go. And
that's
I don't
big.
Think Chickalimmy's really in a hurry, even though they're going to give up the ball to start the second half to Shamokin.
That's a very, very big. Good job by the Chickalimmy offense.
Yes, that saves you from potentially going down two scores.
After Balestrini got sacked on the first play, it looked bad.
And Balestrini will hand it off. Simcoe right side breaks the tackle. Can't break the second tackle. He is hogtied.
Number 86, or that would be, is it 86 or 36? 36. Yeah,
so that's going to be Bryson James.
Bryson James, isn't it?
The linebacker who has a fumble recovery for a touchdown this year. And the play clock is at zero, but that's because the play clock is off. So Chickalimmy will go into the halftime locker room, trailing it by a score of 14-7. 14-7, Shamokin leading at the half. The Service Electric Halftime Report is on the way next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
Don't
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbury. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A-Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, we expected a very entertaining first half of play and game in general, and that's exactly what we got here at Shikellamy tonight, where Shamokin leads Shikellamy by a score of 14-7. Chief, your thoughts on this first half of football here at Shikellamy Stadium tonight?
I feel like Steve Jones. You caught
Here's
me
the handoff, right side.
Good game so far, Kevin. I mean, both teams have been moving the football, and, you know, Shamokin did a nice job answering Shikellamy's touchdown. So I think it's going to be a good second half.
Well, the game started with the Shikellamy Braves moving the ball, but then had to punt it. And Shamokin started with the ball at the 35-yard line with 10 minutes to go in the first quarter play. And it was only the second offensive possession, I'm sorry, the second offensive play for the Shamokin Indians before they jumped on the scoreboard first. Here comes the handoff, coming all the way to the near side is Shikitano. Shikitano turns the corner of the 40, stiff arm to the 50, down the sidelines, and no one is going to come close to catching the speed demon down the side for six. Shikitano with the with a 66-yard touchdown. The extra point made it 7-0 with 9:33 to go in the first quarter. Shamokin on top. Braves then marched it all the way inside Shamokin territory, but had to turn it over on downs after a couple of penalties moved them out of the red zone. And then, after a series of punts, the Braves started with an ultra-short field at the Shamokin 43-yard line with 11:47 to go in the half. Braves were able to get on the board. Here's the handoff, right side, Simcoe looking for a hole. He's got a hole, gets to the outside, into the end zone. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Well, Kevin, we fooled him, all right? We went back to the wing tee, all right, and ran sweep.
That's exactly what happened. 13 yards out for the touchdown with 8:24 remaining in the first half. It was 7-all, but Shamokin, after getting the opening kick after the touchdown to the 27-yard line, well, they found Painter with one of the guys on the ground that is their leading ball carrier, and now with his fourth touchdown of the season, Max Madden raced it in. High formation, Brave showing blitz up the middle that will hand it off to Madden. Madden runs right by everybody to the 20, down to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Shamokin has Max Madden races it in from 33 yards out to answer the Shikellamy touchdown with 5:41 to go here in the first half of play, and Shamokin now leading it 13-7. The extra point kick barely made it over the crossbar, and 14-7 was our score, and that's where we hit it at the half. Even though the Braves did have an interception with 5:34 to go, or excuse me, with 4:47 to go in the half, Braves were able to force a three and out, so that interception did not hurt them at all. Braves got the ball one more time at their own 11-yard line and just eight off the last 3:08 of the half. And Shikellamy goes into the halftime locker room trailing Shamokin by a score of 14-7. We'll have more of the stats and scores from around the region, more highlights too, as we continue on the Service Electric Halftime Report here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
At Shock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Shock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Shock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com, like us on Facebook, or call today.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Back in Shikellamy High School, one of two home games to wrap up the season this week 9 and week 10. Shamokin leading Shikellamy by a score of 14-7. Taking a look at scores from around the region and some highlights as well on Eagle 107 tonight. The Danville Ironmen jumped out to an early 6-0 lead, but the Seals were able to answer back after KJ Riley was intercepted by senior Josh Nyland. The Seals got on the scoreboard. And I understand we do not have that highlight from Pat O'Brien, so we're going to skip that one. But the Seals were able to score on a touchdown somehow, quickly, and it made it 7-6. I don't have that information, so I have to guess. So they were able to score.
They got across the goal line.
They did. They indeed did.
Technology is wonderful when it works, folks.
And Sealands Grove now in the second quarter leads it by a score of 7-6.
That we do know.
That is the closest thing we have to an established fact at this point. Some of the other scores we have from across the region include Lewisburg and Central Columbia. Blue Jays got on the board with Lewisburg got on the board early with a couple of big touchdowns. And after the teams traded punts for most of the first quarter, Lewisburg got a drive that ran into the early second quarter, and Nick Shedleski took to the air for six.
Wing formation. Dominic is the running back behind him. Shedleski takes a quarterback sneak, and he bowls his way close to the end zone. I don't see a single. Yep, touchdown, Nick Shedleski. So the Green Dragons take a 6-0 lead with 7:45 to go in the first quarter.
Just quarterback keeper all the way. Nick Shedleski off the right side this time takes it in and gets the Green Dragons on the board with 7:45 to go in the first quarter. They jump out to a score of 6-0 with a PAT attempt on its way.
That is Craig Wetzel and Justin Michaels on 100.9 The Valley, where Lewisburg leads at the half by a score of 14-7. Elsewhere, Loyal Sock leads Warrior Run 10-8 in the second. At the half, Montgomery 3, Kawaneski Valley nothing. Tri-Valley 16, Lime Mountain 9 at the half. Juniata 13, Millersburg nothing in the second. Also in the second, Central Mountain and Mifflinburg tied at 7. Mount Carmel leading Bloomsburg 14-0 in the Silver Bowl of the second. At the half, Southern Columbia 28, Montoursville nothing. Jersey Shore leads Bald Eagle Area 6-0 in the second. Up and off an 8, Pine Grove nothing in the second. And Williamsport doubling up Milton 14, actually make that South Williamsport doubling up Milton 14-7. That game in the second up at Alumni Field in Milton. We'll take a timeout. Chief will have some of the stats from this first half where Shamokin leads Shikellamy 14-7 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
someone cares.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any newer used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Shamokin leading Shikellamy 14-7. The Chief has the first half stats.
And the first time the Chief gets to do the first half stats.
There you go.
Even the second half stats.
Let's see how well you do.
Well, we're going to thank Don Leitzel for putting all this together for us again, as he usually does. As far as the Braves are concerned, the Braves have 25 rushing attempts for 114 yards. And they're led by Semko, has 4 rushes for 23. Excuse me, Balestrini has 13 rushes for 70 yards. Durr, 5 for 24. Semko, 4 for 23 with a touchdown. Braden Long, 2 rushes, 2 yards. And Nate Manier, 1 rush for minus 5 yards. Again, 25 rushes, 114 total yards. For the Indians, they're led by Max Madden with 9 rushes, 63 yards, and a touchdown, along with Chicatano, who has that 1 rush for 66 yards and a touchdown on the second play of the first possession by the Indians. And Frash has one run for 2 yards. They have 11 rushes for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns.
I think the thing that surprises me, Grimes just 2 of 7, 19 yards in the air. Balestrini 1 of 7 with an interception, just 7 yards. Two teams that have passed the ball pretty well.
Yeah, and
year.
That shocked me. But what did I say to you before the game?
You said
I
thought you thought they'd run the ball.
Shamokin would try to run the ball. Receiving-wise, Marshall has the only reception for the Braves with 7 yards.
And speaking of receiving, Shamokin will receive the second half kick next.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Mark and Troy here from Zimmerman Motors. It's Ram Power Days, and we're celebrating with huge discounts to get you the new Ram you deserve.
We have a fantastic selection of Rams, all discounted for the special event. And if you own another brand, we can save you up to $10,000 on a new Bighorn model.
Ram Power Day discounts all month long. 2019 Ram Quad Cab 4x4 starting at $32,500, 0% financing. It's time to buy that new truck.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury.
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man in Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
Keep your fall adventures safe and fuel efficient with a new vehicle from W&L Subaru.
Plus, help W&L clear the shelters in our community by adopting a pet during the Subaru Loves Pet event on October 19th from 10 till 4. The Danville ASPCA will be offering low-cost pet adoptions, and there will be free pet vaccinations while supplies last.
Take a test drive during our pet adoption event, and we'll donate $10 to Mosley Mutt's Dog Shelter. It's a great time to check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy. Details at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Stadium. Second half just about ready to begin with the Braves trailing the Indians by a score of 14-7. Shikellamy will be kicking off here in just a moment, but this will give us an opportunity to pause for station identification. This is Braves football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Chief, you said when this game started you felt that both of these teams are going to try and establish the run. Well, we've seen that, and they've done it pretty well, at least early on.
Well, Shamokin had a little bit of difficulty until that third possession when Madden got hot with a couple of long runs and, of course, that 33-yarder for the touchdowns. Shamokin, though, I mean, you look at their defense, they really have everybody up on the line of scrimmage, and I can't believe that they don't have some respect for Shikellamy's throwing game, because they certainly can pass the ball.
And there's the kick taken by Pearson at about the 15 to the 20, 25, 30. Bounced around to the 35-yard line. A good return there by Pearson.
That was number 45. That would be Mr. Shock on the touchdown. And I should say Durr was also there, and I think Simcoe was in the vicinity too. It's amazing how, you used to put kids on your teams that give them a chance to play, and kick off and kick off receive. Now you're putting your best athletes out there right now.
Yeah, you don't have a choice now. First drive starting from the 36-yard line of Shamokin. Under center Grimes. Grimes will play action. Nope, he's going to hand it off on the end around to Shikitano. It was 66 yards the last time. This time it's worth about 10 as he got snowed under by Duncan Weir.
Well, Duncan did a good job of turning that thing in at first. It looked like he got turned around a little bit, but once Shikitano got by him, he reached around and made the tackle. Almost, Kevin, almost. That was one block away from going the distance.
Yeah, give him 9 on that one. So he's still averaging about, 2 carries, 75
yards.
Yeah, it's still 35 yards a carry on those.
37 and a half.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That run will be a first down run by Bryson James off the right side. He'll get to the 50-yard line. It'll be a gain of 5 and a first and 10 for Shamokin.
And, Simcoe, Colton, that time is the one that tripped him up. Didn't really make a tackle on him, but he got his legs and made him fall forward. And I mean fall forward, because he picked up quite a bit with just the length of his body.
This is an extremely important drive for Shamokin, because this could be a backbreaker play of the game drive if they can get some points on this one. Hand off, left side, running room there for Frash. Frash will get and break free at the 40, to the 30. Makes a block there, gets a block down to the 20, but that's going to be a block in the back, and that one's coming back.
Yeah, you just wonder what goes through a person's mind.
Yeah, that was a blatant block in the back. I mean, that was a two-hand shiver on both shoulder blades. That's one, and if you're a coach, you're like, why are you making that block, especially at the 26-yard or 24-yard line where you don't need to?
And Frosch was going to at least get inside the 10 before anybody got to him. So
the block in the back against Shamokin, marching it off from the 24-yard line, in or actually 22-yard line, instead of being a touchdown, ends up still being a first down to the 33-yard line of Shamokin.
Again, that was basically a, I'd like to call it a sweep, but it was more like an isolate off the Shamokin left side of their offense. And he broke a tackle, and there was nobody else there. Almost pulled off another long gain touchdown.
Might be the best running game for Shamokin of the year. Under center, again, a bobble. Looked like a little bit of a bobble on the snap, but the handoff goes right side to James. James has the first down to the 22-yard line.
Let me tell you, folks, the Shamokin offensive line and wingback caved in the entire left side of Shikellamy's defense, and when James came out there, there was nobody there. He just basically had to, in fact, he ran through one tackle, but just a great job by the offensive line of Shamokin.
And this is an offensive line that has had some issues this year, but right now they are really opening up some great running holes. Mosser to the far side, Chicatano to the near side. Baxter split now behind Grimes, the quarterback. He'll get the snap. He'll hand it off left side to Frash. Frash this time will get strung out for a gain of maybe one on the play.
Yeah, Colton Simcoe with a nice tackle, Kevin. Shock was right there, but Colton wrapped him up and put him down.
Clock winding with 9:50 to go in the third quarter. Shamokin leading at 14-7 on their opening drive of the second half, and a key one for the Indians.
Well, I think it's a key also for the Braves. You know, you get up by two scores here,
yep,
Kevin, with the way these teams have to grind out touchdowns. You know, that's a pretty insurmountable goal to make.
It definitely changes the complexion of this game. Man in motion now is Chicatano to the near side from the near a far hash mark. And a single leg takedown there of Bryson James.
Well, Duncan Weir with that single leg, but he met him right at the point of the right after the mesh point with the handoff. Made a nice. It would have been an unassisted tackle, but he got a little bit of help from a couple other guys that came over.
Well, the question is, did he get around behind for the 2 points? I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell either. Even with the binoculars, I couldn't tell.
Over to the far side of the field is Mosser. Near side, Chicatano. Offset backfield now behind the quarterback, Grimes, under center. Braves showing blitz, and I think they jumped into the neutral zone on that one. Question is, were they drawn? Now the officials are going to come to the center and talk about this. When the far official, I think, was ready to call it against Shikellamy, I think the near official may have seen somebody on the Shamokin side move. This is just my assumption when they come in and
against,
chat.
Yeah, it's against Shamokin.
That's what the Shikellamy team says.
No, it is.
It is indeed. Yeah. You had the specs on. You had the
glasses.
I did.
It's like I'm right down there in the field, Kevin.
You have your own little zoom lens.
They could call me Binoculars Richie now. New nickname.
Binoc Rich.
Binoc.
Doesn't work.
I like the Chief.
Ball now at the 27-yard line, third down and 15. That is a very expensive penalty there.
You would think that they would go to the air now, Kevin.
They'll go to the offset backfield, one receiver each direction. And Grimes will go to the far side. No pressure, fires it, and overthrows his intended receiver, Mosser. Mosser was open on the little out pattern. I'll tell you what, his jab step was really good to the inside.
Yeah, he
completely froze Brubaker.
Well, he plants that foot and goes to the outside. And, you know, it's amazing. Nate Grimes is a right-handed quarterback, and they have him rolling out left all the time. He's got to throw across his body. I don't think he's left-handed. Have you seen him use his left hand, Kevin?
I really didn't see it, no.
Just unusual.
Well, this is four down territory like we saw with Shikellamy earlier. Fourth down and 15 at the 27.
A little confusion here on where you're supposed to be in the backfield.
Pro set, play action, Grimes rolling out, pressure from the backside. He sets up at the line. It is bobbled and caught and is, or is it caught? Shikellamy saying incomplete. The officials are going to come and confer. No official was in the general vicinity. I think they're calling it a catch.
I think he did catch it too, Kevin. He just caught it on the way down then.
Now the question is it a first down? It is a catch. They are spotting it at the 11-yard line. That should be enough for a first down gain of 16. They'll wind the clock, and Shamokin will have the ball first and 10 at the 11-yard line with under 8 remaining here in the third quarter, up 14-7, Shamokin.
Late crossing pattern by the tight end that time, Kevin.
It looked like a good catch from up here.
Yes, it did.
Here's the handoff, right side, bouncing off of the tackler is James. He'll land a little further to the left and lean ahead across the 10 to the 8.
That whoever made that tackle's hurt, Kevin. Made the first hit.
I believe
it's 14. Is that it's either Brubaker or Wolf. I'm not sure.
I think that might be Gage Wolf.
It's his shoulder.
Yeah, it is Gage Wolf grabbing his right shoulder.
When he hit, he just bounced right off of him, Kevin.
And he's going to get up with a little bit of a massage of the neck. Might have been just one of those
stinger-ish
situations.
Yeah, but anytime you get around there with the head and that stuff, you got to be really careful.
Well, that's exactly right. And Gage is going to walk off under his own power, and he's not flexing his left hand at all. But for the first time tonight, we're seeing an awful lot of players with long sleeves. Or first time this year, I should say, we're seeing an awful lot of players with long sleeves on a very chilly night here in the central Susquehanna Valley. Temperatures dropping into the 40s, even talking about some frost tonight on the AccuWeather forecast.
Definitely. I know they'll have frost in Danville. They'll have frost out in Augustaville, too. 30 degrees. I'll bet it'll be 28 tomorrow.
You know, I try really hard not to turn on the furnace till November. Yeah, I sucked it up and clicked it on on Wednesday when it rained.
Hey, listen, I turned mine on.
Second down and 6 at the 8-yard line, 7:22 to go, clock winding here in the third quarter. Shamokin up 14-7 on their opening drive of the second half. Grimes hands it off, left side, down to the 5, inside to the 3 for James. That's very close to the first down, but about a yard short, give him 5 on the carry.
You know, Bryson James has been doing the bulk of the running here, and in the first half, you know, it was Madden was doing all the running, and Madden has not been in there, Kevin.
No, he is not.
I see him on the sideline.
He is on the sideline, though. He's not far from Coach Hynoski trying to get into the game. So now it's an I formation on this third and 1. Grimes hands it off, and it will be very close to the first down. I think he's going to get down to the goal line is where they're going to spot James.
Yeah, he's
but he got denied the touchdown.
He's about a foot from the goal line, Kevin. So it's first and goal.
Hornsberger will come in, all 320 pounds of him. I'm going to guess they're going to run behind the big guy.
Used to always use the expression 1 foot yard line and everybody get upset with you. So you have to say he's 1 foot from the goal line.
Well, watch it as Hornsberger comes in to play right tackle and see if he plows the field on this one. Backs are in the eye. Deep back into the end zone. Standing up for the touchdown is James. He'll pick up his second touchdown of the season. And Shamokin with 6:10 to go here in the third quarter leads it 20-7.
Good drive. And, you know, if you talk about backbreaker plays, Kevin, how about that catch by Kane, all right?
Great call.
They were 4th and 16 or 4th and 15. Makes a great catch. Was high. He knocked it up in the air, and as he's coming down being tackled, he held on to it.
Here comes the extra point by Osuki. Kick is up and drifting to the left upright, and no good. So Ososki misses to the left upright, no good. And it remains 20-7 with 6:10 remaining. But here's a couple of interesting points, Chief. That is a 64-yard drive that takes half of the first quarter.
5 minutes and 50 seconds, to be exact, Kevin.
That is an amazing number. But you said, an amazing catch that also gives them a huge first down.
That caused them not to have to give the ball to the Braves at that point because it was a fourth down.
That was
fourth. It wasn't a touchdown, but it was one of the most crucial downs that Shamokin ran from their offense.
If Shikellamy gets the ball right there, if that's incomplete, they have the ball at about the 25-yard line, and it's now a 7-point game. So, yeah, that you're absolutely right. That could indeed be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Nittany Lions host Michigan. Steve Jones, Jack Ham, Roger Coy, Matt McGloin at 6 for the tailgate show. Kickoff at 7:30. Also available on WKOK.com and on the app. Here comes the end-over-end kick taken by one of the up men at the 22-yard line and running. Was that actually Nate Gessner? It was,
yes.
Nate Gessner,
yeah,
on the return. So anytime you see somebody with a 7 as their first number returning a ball, there is no way you're going to keep him from running as hard as he can right up, because you may not see the football again for the rest of your career.
He is now getting all kinds of congratulations from every one of the big boys down there.
That's about a 20-yard return there,
yes,
give or take.
Well, you know, he did nothing fancy. He just got head of steam up and ran into people.
Ball at the 38-yard line with 6:04 to go. Backs are offset, wing to the far side. First possession here in the second half for the Braves as Minear comes in motion to the short side. Hand off Durr. Durr stacked up immediately. Well, he had nowhere to go there at all, is picking him up rather
quickly. Frederick.
Is that Frederick?
Yeah, he came from a linebacker position and grabbed him by the waist and pulled him down. You talk about wrestling moves. That looked like a wrestling move.
Second down and about 9. Shikitano has the coverage on Marshall to the far side. Wing to the near side. Long count. Brubaker looking at a blitz from the middle. Back to pass. Picked up well. Slant pattern. And Marshall can't get it. Shikitano with some pretty tight coverage, but Brubaker had to fire that one a little bit quicker, I think, than he wanted to.
That was Balestrini.
I'm sorry, Balestrini, rather.
You got me.
As soon as I said
there.
It, I had to think of it. I'm like, nope, wrong one.
You said Brubaker the first time, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, that's number 9.
That's because Brubaker's already thrown the ball 4 times this year, just not from the quarterback spot. Braves, ironically enough, have had 3 players throw.
Up at Jersey Shore, he threw from the quarterback spot for a touchdown. That's the only one of the scores at the end of the game.
I don't have that one on my sheet.
Brubaker to...
That's going to be offside against the Braves on the head fake. Marshall that time took off a little early as the receiver on the far side. I mean, the Braves have had 3 players throw the football that are not quarterbacks.
Minear.
Yep.
Brubaker. Well, he is a quarterback, a backup quarterback.
And who's the third? He has a completion. John Gittins.
Oh, so does Meniere. Meniere has a completion.
I said Meniere earlier. You said Meniere earlier.
Yes,
got that.
I did.
Caleb Yoder also has thrown the ball. 3 receivers far side of the field. Here's the high snap on 3rd down and long. And rolling out is Balestrini. Balestrini firing it down the middle of the field. Incomplete pass intended for Long, as Long was coming from the middle of the field to the sideline. And a flag behind the line. This could be a late hit.
It's either a late hit or a little confrontation after the game. But I don't think it, after the play, it's going to be against. Oh, it's against.
It is
Shimokin.
Roughing the passer. It's an automatic first down.
You know, I took my eyes off of Balestrini after he threw the ball. And again, you know, Drew's trying to throw the ball while he's moving to the
left, short side.
100 miles an hour. Well, not 100 miles an hour, but, you know, faster
Seems
than
fast.
You would like. So it gives the Braves life now at midfield.
Ball at the midfield stripe after the roughing the passer on 3rd down. Instead of punting, it's 1st and 10. Now we go 4 quicks. Shotgun, sidecar right is Durr. Balestrini looking over the defense. Only a four-man front for Shamokin this time around. Now a blitz from the safety. They're going to bring him. And Balestrini got cracked right at the 50-yard line.
But he picks up 2 yards.
How he finished forward, I'll never tell you.
He really did get smacked at the line of scrimmage. Kevin, how would you like to be in school all day knowing that you're going to go to a football game and they're going to give you the ball and everybody's going to want to get you, all right? And they're going to send 8 guys after you continuously, all right?
Again and again.
Again and again. And yet Drew just keeps on plugging.
Second down and 9 after the 1 yard gain. Clock winding with 4:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Shamokin leading at 20-0. The Braves with their first possession of the second half. This drive started at the 38. Now at the Shamokin 48. Balestrini with the pitch. It's going to be a reverse. Brubaker's going to throw it. Balestrini's wide open. It goes up to Balestrini. An incomplete, great defensive play.
Face guarding.
But it is going to be face guarding. And they are going to call it is getting into the face mask of Balestrini with Schicitano. You can face guard, but you just can't make contact at the same time.
And haven't they taken that out of that penalty out of the pros?
It's definitely out of college.
Yeah, I thought that's out of college, but
in college, you don't have to turn around for the ball, but you can't make contact, obviously.
Well, wasn't that the Philadelphia special there, Kevin, except the tight end's not throwing the ball.
That was a reverse that comes to the near side, and then Brubaker takes it to the far side, and then on basically a wheel route is the quarterback, and he was wide open for the longest time there.
And you know, it was really interesting. They went unbalanced left on that to make it look like they were going to run sweep to the left.
So after the pass interference, the ball will be at the 34-yard line. Braves on another set of downs. Balestrini play action, rolling out under pressure. Nate makes a stiff arm, can't quite stay up on his feet. He is sacked by Bryson James.
You know, there's no way the Braves can get any type of pass downfield, all right?
Not long.
You just have all kinds of problems with that that front six and then the two linebackers and who knows who else they're going to bring.
Well, this might be the most pressure Balestrini has really seen all year. I mean, the Braves offensive line has done a pretty good job most of the year, but Shamokin right now bringing pressure from everywhere. Sometimes the left, sometimes the right, sometimes from all three.
If you make a mistake and catch them, you know, you get big plays out of it. But
right.
So far they have not, the Braves have not done that.
Near to the near side, rolling out Balestrini, pressure's on, he breaks the tackle, he's going to have to run, breaks another tackle, gets back to the original line of scrimmage and comes up with a gain of 1 to the 40-yard line. Wow.
Kevin,
that's the hardest 1 yard you'll see.
There were 2 people downfield on defense for the Shamokin. That means there were 9 people that were coming after that.
Well, you got to think here, if you have just enough time, you might be able to call a screen pass to the wide side of the field and break one big.
Tough. But
again, it's tough because they're in the backfield quick.
Other teams have broken Shamokin's defense down, all right?
Shotgun sidecar right on this third down and 18 from the Shamokin 41. Balestrini barking out the signal, starting to see his breath. He rolls out after the pressure, directs traffic, sets up, fires it long downfield, and it is caught and intercepted. Caught for it looked like a brief second by Brubaker and then picked off by Shamokin. And with the interception, I thought it might have been.
No, it's seven.
Wolfgang Pearson, the senior defensive back. So what turned out to be really a very good punt, unfortunately, it was on third down. It will be at the 3-yard line. That's the second turnover of the game for Shikalimi. So 2:33 to go. Shamokin with the ball at their own 3-yard line. Under center is Grimes. He will hand the ball off left side. That one is going to be Madden, who has his first carry of the second half. He'll get down to the 7-yard line. It'll be a gain of 4. Quick look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Danville leads Selins Grove third quarter 9-7. And as we look elsewhere, Greater Latrobe up 20-0 on Midwest in the second. That game, a lot of Shikellamy fans will be looking at as well because of Shikellamy's situation in the playoffs. There's the handoff near side, running room there to just beyond the 10-yard line for Madden. It's going to be short of the first down by about two, give him about four.
Kevin, I'm watching big Brian Hornberger over there at right tackle, and he's been knocking people down left and right, but he's very polite about it because after he knocks them down, he helps them back up after they picked up a couple of yards.
We'll give you an update here on the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. And it is Lewisburg leading Central Columbia 14-7 at the half on 100.9 The Valley. Big third down right now. Here's the handoff, Madden. Madden will have the first down across the 15-yard line. Still on his feet, pulling his way to the 20, still dragging tacklers to the 26-yard line. Wow. That is just plain effort, desire, and intestinal fortitude.
Well, Max Madden is low to the ground, Kevin, and you're not going to stop him by just grabbing a hold of his shirt or trying to grab a hold of his football uniform. You know, you got to get bodies into him. But you know what? The kids did. He just, like you said, it was almost a superhuman type move by him.
It looked like he was pulling a fire truck. Which, by the way, they do that in Shamokin. They have a contest about it in football. Here's a reverse to the near side. Chicotano makes one man miss. He makes another in the backfield miss. Another, but the fourth one finally gets him at the 22-yard line. Somehow, he ended up only losing 3 yards.
Yeah, Ryan Castillo with a nice tackle there. Balestrini was there, as was Simcoe. You know, again, there's a little bit of talk going on at between plays that time, Kevin.
Well, that'll bring up a second down and 13, and that will also end the third quarter of play after three quarters of play. It is Shamokin 20, Shikellamy 7. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and customizedtutoringservices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Stadium, Braves' second-to-last home game of the season. Still have not won a game at home, and tonight Shamokin is making sure that streak stays intact as we reach the fourth quarter play with the score Shamokin 20 and Shikellamy 7. Second down and 13 from the Shamokin 23-yard line. I formation and a whistle will move this one backward.
Timeout.
Oh, no, it won't. I was going to say, I thought the clock had run out, but they called the timeout before the play clock ran out. So that is a timeout, Shamokin. That'll be the first timeout of the quarter and of the half, I should say. Coming up this weekend, the NFL on WKOK will have some primetime games, including the Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday night at 7:30. Monday night, it's New England and the New York Jets. That getting underway at 7:30. And a new week of the NFL starts on Thursday night with Washington and Minnesota at 8. Check out the entire sports schedule right through wrestling season and the state championships in March, all available right now at WKOK.com, with the exception of Penn State basketball's schedule.
What happened there? They don't have it out yet?
No, I just didn't post it yet.
Oh, okay.
To if you really want to know.
I'm sorry. I should not have brought that up.
Thanks for bringing up my lack of effort.
You're.
My partner. Is this going to be 22 years for basketball now?
1997.
I don't know. Yeah, but I can't do the math on that.
Yeah, 22.
Second down and 13 at the 23. Back to pass, Grimes rolling out. Sets up. Looks long downfield. Castillo there, but in a great adjustment on the ball by Mosser, but could not hang on to it. Castillo had great coverage, but Mosser made a great adjustment. I'll tell you what, I thought he made the catch for a minute, and that ball popped right out of his hands.
It's almost like, you're expecting him to catch that ball. Yeah. He would have. He scored because Ryan had fallen down as he was trying to catch come back for the ball. Grimes throws the ball pretty good, Kevin.
Gets an arm.
Gets it down the field.
Definitely has an arm.
10, 9, 8. They're going to have to hurry to get this one off, Kevin.
We'll get to the line with 5. Third down and 13. They'll get it off. Grimes back to pass. Has a little bit of pressure. Now steps up into the pocket. Now rolls to the left, rolls to the right, and rolls right into the pressure and down for a sack.
There's a lot of people in there in that tackle, but you got to give the outside backers a lot of credit. Duncan Weir kept him from coming to our side of the field, and then when he turned, Duncan went back and got in on the tackle too.
That penalty that marches it all the way back there, and a couple of losses. That's going to set Shikalimi up again with some really good field position as Balestrini sets up at his own 40, at the Shimokan 45.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin.
And this is a beautiful punt. Balestrini takes it at the Shimokan 45, and there was a little contact that time from Mosser. He did not see the fair catch called for. The officials did give it the fair catch, but there was contact, and no whistle, no flag. Must have been incidental.
Well, that's what I think. It's not like he drilled him, all right?
Well, you're not supposed to make any contact, the letter of the rule, the way I understand it. I could be wrong with that, but now, the official would have said, no, you didn't make a fair catch call, and then he would have continued to run with it or something, I would have understood that. But I think that might have been, there wasn't anybody that blocked into him, I'll put it that way.
Drew really, he had that thing waving around way before it got to him, so.
Balestrini will get the direct snap in the shotgun. Has some protection. They leave two back to protect him. Now he's going to run to the 50. Ducks inside. Now outside. Into the Shimokan 40-yard line. And that's a gain of 13.
The boy's got some personality, Kevin.
He does. Well, he beat the first down signal like they do in the NFL. That's where that came from. No question. You know, that time, Shikalimi brought two wingbacks in and then used them as added protection on the outside.
And they also caught, Shimokan didn't seem to bring as many people either. So it looked like he basically probably could have thrown the ball, but nobody was open.
Burmaker to the far side of the field, two to the near side again. They'll go with almost a pistol-style formation. Rolling out is Balestrini, fires it, and not able to hang on to it, but open at the 29 was Marshall. That would have been very close to a first down.
He catches that. You're right, real close to a first down. It was a little low. It really was.
And Balestrini was on the way down when he threw it, too. But, yeah, that's one of those you got to get the arms and hands underneath the ball.
It seems that Shimokan always has one person that comes free. And they're right in Balestrini's face or chasing him .
Well, the Braves are set up in almost a inverted wishbone type pistol.
Now they're going to have to hustle to get this one off too, Kevin.
And they're going to be in the same thing with two protectors back. And they just get it off. Balestrini back to pass on second down, and he overthrew Brubaker. That ball had some zip on it.
Yeah, it's almost like it took off on him, like
sailed on it,
like my tennis shots. All right, when I used to try to get the ball over the net, I'd put it over the net and over the fence and down the street.
It actually looks like my wedge shots that are supposed to be half wedge that end up in somebody's backyard on the other side of the green.
Like you're trying to get out of a sand trap and you do that.
But there's no sand.
There's no sand. Yeah. Exactly.
No, and then there's no ball afterwards. Brubaker to the far side, wing to the near side. That's Meniere. He's going to go in motion. Third down and 10. Balestrini goes to Brubaker. He's going to throw it. He's looking for Long. Long has to adjust to the ball and knocked down. Good defensive play by Pearson, and that will fall incomplete.
Yeah, excellent job by the defense. They were not fooled at all by that flanker pass.
2 for 5 is Brubaker throwing the ball now. So now a fourth down and a real big decision here.
Well, they're going for it.
With 10:19 to go here in the final stanza, it is 20-7, Shamokin leading it. Coming to the near side of the field is Pfeiffer. Actually, three receivers to the near side. Ball in the middle of the field. Brubaker, or make that Balestrini now, changing the play. Brubaker in the slot. They have no time left. They got the playoff somehow. It is Marshall to the far side, and it was the outside shoulder and falls incomplete. And that will be a turnover on downs, and Shamokin will take over.
It's a little bit different for Davis Marshall because the guy that's guarding him, Joey Mosser, is almost the same height. And, you know, that time, Mosser never turned around, but he did not touch Davis Marshall as he went down the sideline.
That was one of the times that Balestrini threw that one to the outside. Normally he throws that a little behind, and I think Marshall was looking for that a little behind and made the adjustment instead of going out to the sideline. If he went to the sideline where that ball was thrown, it was a completion.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kevin.
I formation behind Grimes at first and 10 at the 38-yard line. He'll hand the ball off to Madden. Madden will come up with a yard to the 40-yard line.
Gage Wolf.
I was going to say, it looked like Wolf submarined him
there. Yes, he did. He got lower than Madden was, and that's quite a feat.
That's pretty low. Taking a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. It is Sealands Grove 13, Danville 9 in the third. We'll update you on our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week as Central Columbia and Lewisburg are tied at 14 in the fourth. I formation again, Grimes under center. He'll hand the ball off, and it is Madden to the 45, to the 50, stiff arms, and in Shikellamy territory at the 48-yard line. A gain on the play of about 13.
Well, I think Shamokin's game plan came together pretty good, Kevin.
Well, this is a team coming in that had only 663 yards on the ground, 1,129 yards in the air, and tonight Madden has 100 yards all by himself, and he had a 480 coming into tonight's action.
Definitely, they pulled the offside guard on that sweep, and Madden got outside. Just does a great job and not letting people get at his body.
And here's the handoff. First back through. This one goes to James, and James will get a yard to the 47-yard line.
Toby O'Connor in the bottom of that thing from his looks like his. A lot of times he's lined up on the center, but he's not really a nose guard in this defense. Just an inside tackle. No gain, Kevin.
Maybe a half yard at best. How about this one in the fourth quarter? Mifflinburg 21, Central Mountain 20. That game being played up at Central Mountain tonight.
Oh, that with Central Mountain would win. I think that's would be their first victory.
I believe it would indeed. Backs are split behind Grimes. He'll hand the ball off Madden. Madden gets a block to the 45 or to the 40. And then scoots his way all the way through the 35 down to the 32-yard line. I thought they knocked him off his feet twice, and he stayed on. That was a great run.
You know, Henry Hynoski's no stranger to the wing tee, playing at Southern all those years. And that was basically nothing more than the sweep that Shikellamy runs. And you got guards running out in front of you, and it seems that that number 34 does a great job, Madden, of turning up the hole at the right time with a full head of steam, Kevin.
16 and a first down on that full head of steam. Clock winding with 8:10 to go in the game. Shamokin leading it. And the handoff, Madden. Madden got stopped that time at the 30-yard line, and he was met really, really well by Eric Schock, who now is over 50 tackles on the season.
That was almost a textbook tackle by Eric. Sure, he got his shoulder into him and actually brought him backwards, you know. And we've watched Max Madden, you know, fall forward every time when he's carrying the ball, and that time he did not.
A lot of close games tonight, so after this one, don't forget to tune over to Eagle 107 or click Eagle 107 on the app. Sean Carey with Sunbury Motors game night scores and highlights from around the region. A lot of close games, as I said, tonight. Grimes under center, gives it to Madden. Madden, huge hole to the 35, or through the 30, rather, 25, and down to the 21-yard line. Very close to another Shamokin first down as the clock continues to wind.
Kevin, they're kicking out. They're kicking out the outside backer, Shikalimi, and there's nobody coming from the inside. So that tells me that the offensive line on that side for Shamokin is doing a nice job of sealing. And when you do that, there's that natural lane that's going to form. And Matt's been running on both sides. He's been getting that nice long gains.
Well, Shamokin has really owned this second half as far as time of possession, too. I mean, 6 minutes on that first drive alone and then came up with points. James to the near side. Flag flies. He breaks the tackle of Brubaker. He will get and slide down at the 28-yard line. He'll lose five, but this one is going to be a hold against Shamokin. Now, the question is, where did the hold take place? It looks like they're setting the flag at about the 21-yard line. That bring it back to about the 31, but it would be first down.
I'd almost be tempted to.
Yeah, they're going
to
decline it. Again. Yeah, they're going to take the play, which spots it at about the 27-yard line. I think that's the right choice on that one. That's one of those right on the edge deals, and it's like, all right, let's just give them second down instead of a free down. Clock winds with 6:42 to go in the game, 20-7, Shamokin on top. Grimes under center again, three-step drop, if that, and then catching it on a knee and incomplete now, they're going to say,
he dropped,
is Shikitano. I couldn't see it on the far side, but I knew he had his knee down early.
You know, we've watched both the star receivers for Shamokin drop a lot of passes that were in their hands.
I don't know if it might be the first really cold football night of the season or what. You know, like they may... Maybe they don't wear gloves normally. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a different type of glove, and now they're into the winter-style gloves.
I mean, fur-lined?
Yeah, fur-lined. I'm just kind of throwing things out there,
I think,
not having seen them before. Fur-lined.
There's that same sweet play.
Yeah, Madden will hop to the inside and get across the 20 to the 15 to the 14-yard line. And that will stop the clock. With a Shikalimi timeout now with 6:20 to go. And I think this is a good one on fourth down and about three. This is a good timeout by Coach Herbert for two reasons. One, obviously you need to get the ball back, and 6:20 is left on the clock, and that's winding down quickly. It is fourth down, that's two. But three, right now your defense needs a breather.
Yeah, and Kevin, that play, for some reason, Shikalimi has not adjusted to it.
In the second half.
Not at all. I mean, they've been, picking up 8 to 10 yards, even more, every time they run that sweep. Well, we'll see what happens in this situation. If I were Shamokin's coaching staff, I'd again run that sweep.
Well, Bucknell will end their non-conference schedule after a win on the road at Colgate last week. They head south this time to meet Towson. The pregame with Doug Birdsong and myself begins at 3:30, kickoff at 4 on Eagle 107, eagle107.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Big win for the Bison a week ago. Played everything clicked in that game for Bucknell on the road at Colgate. And I'll tell you what, I was walking around in the field after doing some post-game interviews. That Colgate team was devastated after that loss. That was a painful loss for them. Grimes under center with split backs. Two receivers tight, long count on this fourth down.
There it is.
Madden over the right side. He is stopped short of the first down. It'll be a turnover on downs. Shikalimi will take the ball at the 12-yard line. Life still in the Shikellamy game, or in this Shikellamy game for the Braves?
I do not know who got down underneath him, but when you know, if you and I could both see there was a nice hole there, closed up
indeed
rather
was.
Quickly. But good stop by the Braves defense.
Now the Braves offense need to move the ball quickly. With only 6:14 to go, down two scores. Now remember, Shamokin missed the extra point on that third touchdown to make it 20-7. Braves still need two touchdowns to win the game. And only have two timeouts remaining as well.
Both teams, as a matter of fact, with two.
This score has to happen within about 2 minutes, really, if you want to have a shot. Balistrini in the shotgun, two protectors with him. It'll be a straight drop. Drops back to the two. Now fires it on the slant, incomplete. Lots of contact as the ball got there. Long was the intended receiver. Pierce was in there.
Nate Grimes.
That Pearson and Grimes.
Yeah. Nate Grimes is the one that knocked that ball away. You know, I forgot to say this. Nate not only quarterbacks, but he plays linebacker.
He does indeed. So that pass falls incomplete. Stops the clock with 6:07 to go. Second down and 10. Shikellamy forced to throw the ball right now, and Shamokin knows it. Of course, everybody in the stadium knows it. Well, the Braves averaging 6.5 yards an attempt throwing the football this year. Shotgun sidecar right, far hash mark, pressure coming from the outside, picked up well. Pass quickly fired, but I think they called a audible there. Pfeiffer ran the slant instead of the little out because of the pressure coming from the blind side.
I don't know what happened as far as which way he was supposed to go, but the ball was behind him, Kevin.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I think Balistrini saw the pressure from the left side, might have called a quick read, and the receiver never saw that change in the play where he has to break off the route early. Balistrini now calling it. He'll get the ball, now run it on third down. He's got the first down and a big run as he slides short of the 25 to the 24-yard line. And he'll get the first down.
He gives the first down signal. That just kills me.
Braves still need a big play. That did not stop the clock, only long enough at least to set the chains, which they did. And Balistrini with the ball, first and 10. The drive does continue. Slant pattern. Marshall got it down to the 30, and he stood up at the 32-yard line there by number four. That's going to be Aaron Frasch. Second down and two after the 8-yard gain.
That's his second catch of the night. That was a well-thrown ball. And, you know,
right on the money.
Balistrini had a guy right in his face as he delivered it too, Kevin.
Balistrini now in the shotgun with a sidecar to the right of Durr. Three receivers near side, one to the far. Back to pass, looking near side, Balistrini. He's going to run, sacked at the 29-yard line. A great defensive play, wrapping him up at the legs, Hunter Rodarmel.
Again, Kevin, I mean, there's pressure from everywhere. And, you know, it seems that one or two of the defenders for Shamokin end up coming clean every time.
Shikellamy calls a timeout. And you're absolutely right. There have been pressure from every angle. And some angles I didn't even think existed in mathematics. Getting you an update on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Danville leading Selinsgrove Grove leading Danville in the fourth quarter, 13-9. Lewisburg in our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week, now leading Central Columbia 21-14 in the fourth quarter on 100.9 The Valley. Blaze Alexander Ford, sponsor of our Ford Tough game of the week. And that, of course, you'll find on Route 45 in Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45.
Kevin, it says that the Southern Montoursville game's over.
Well, it was pretty much over before it started, as Southern Columbia wins it 35-0.
I know, but that doesn't seem possible.
Well, if you don't throw the ball very often and you don't score and only one team does, you're right. It is an early game, though. Shotgun formation, Balistrini pressure from the backside, gets a chip block. Now he sets up. Now he's going to fire one for Marshall. Tries to adjust around Chicotano. They both go out of bounds. It falls incomplete. That'll give us an opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification with Shikellamy Braves football.
So now,
it's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Fourth down, Kevin. Going for it.
Ballastrini just 2 yards shy of a 100-yard rushing game. Fourth down and 4, 5 to go. Back to pass. Nope, it's going to be a draw. Ballastrini's got 100 yards. Ballastrini's got a first down. And the ball spotted at the 40-yard line as Shikellamy will again breathe life into another series. Ballastrini quickly back. Shimokin not getting a chance to sub. Shotgun. Back to pass. Ballastrini has some time for the first time all game. He's got running room to the 40, the 45, to the 50. Slides into play after a first down gain of 12 in Shimokin territory at the 48.
There was nobody on that side.
None.
Number 68, who had made a great play, a couple of plays before, Hunter Rodarmo, you know, left the contain get away, and Ballastrini took care of it and, or you know, took advantage of it and got outside, picked up another first down.
4:30 remaining in the game. Ballastrini with a direct snap. Finds, Castile was open all by himself on the out pattern. It was almost an inadvertent, purposeful pick by Pfeiffer.
Wow.
Well, it's one of those you're not really throwing a pick, but that's what happened. And that ball just out of reach. With 4:23 to go, clock stops. Shimokin leading at 20-7. That touchdown with by James from the 1 yard line with 6:10 to go, capping the opening drive of the second half, looming enormous right now. Ballastrini, shotgun, gets the direct snap. Now they run that out pattern, caught by Long. Long coming to the near side, runs out of bounds at the 36-yard line. First and 10, Shikellamy with a 13-yard gain.
Well, that was exactly what you said before, that pick, an inadvertent pick, all right?
Inadvertent, by purposeful Pfeiffer pick.
Yep.
Castillo to the far side of the field. Clock stop with 4:17. Ballastrini will now run it. He'll get across the 35 to the 34-yard line. And they're going to have to quickly get him up. And I'll tell you what, right now, if you're Shimokin, you are moving slowly.
Yeah, try to make sure you take as much time to get yourself set.
Second down and 7 at the 33. Shotgun, three receivers far side. Ballastrini back to pass. Rolling. He throws that one. That should be an incomplete pass, and it is. His arm moving forward had the ball stripped out of his hands by Micah Miller. Coach Hynoski is livid, and I'm sorry, this time I believe he's wrong. The arm was definitely moving forward on that one.
And now he's telling the. I'm looking at him.
He's telling, the get back coach now.
Now after I that's probably the most jumping
jacks.
That is
the most animated I've seen.
The most jumping jacks Henry Hynoski has done since he was in elementary school.
It reminds me when he was on the Steve Jones Show. He talked about being a dance, and he was dancing around. It was really warm, and he was sweating. And the Super Bowl ring flew off his finger. That was what it looked like. He was dancing around like that. Ballastrini goes up for Marshall. Marshall, one-handed catch. He got it with a foot in bounds. You gotta be kidding me.
That was fantastic.
At the 10-yard line, and Marshall with a beautiful catch and tiptoed inbound.
And Chicatano was all over him,
all
too, Kevin.
Over him.
Again, we have seen several big-time plays, Kevin.
3:39 remaining. Shikellamy at the Shimokin 10-yard line, first and goal. Ballastrini, shotgun, gets the ball to the 10, outside to the 5, puts his head down, breaks a tackle, gets a second, drives to the goal line, and he's short by a yard.
He did his best Max Madden imitation there, Kevin, I'm telling you.
That was
a quarterback run the entire way. You know, the halfback on that side was almost like the blocker for isolating, all right?
I got a move on this one, Chief. That's what I was and then right into the goal line. Touchdown, Shikalemi. 3:28 to go. Balestrini finishes off what he thought he had a moment ago. And now the Braves trail it by 7.
Again, how big is that 4th-and-16 pass that Kane caught?
Huge.
All right.
Huge.
That, the Braves would have had the ball. Instead, Shamokin got the first down and ultimately scored.
Braves with one timeout remaining. Gittens right now with a big, big, big extra point. Balestrini will hold. Snaps good. Sets down. The kick is up. High enough. Long enough. Drips to the left, upright, and no good! It remains a 7-point game with 3:28 to go. Oh, my.
Let me do an oh, my also.
Well, now with one timeout remaining and 3:28 left, you have to be thinking onside kick right now. So Shamokin is having their, not their good hands team, their best hands team on the field.
Well, I'm looking down at that offensive lineman. I'm looking at Billy Nace and also down there with Derek Wrights and with Oaksy, Jared Oaks. Those guys, I'll say this affectionately, it's the big uglies down there. They're all muddy, all right, and they're sweating, all right, but they just went and did a heck of a job getting the Braves long distance down the field to score that touchdown.
That drive started at the Shamokin, 12-yard line, I
yes.
believe.
Yes. Yepper. So what do you, what, I mean, you know, an onside kick.
Well, here's the thing. If you're Shamokin, you also have to watch the pop-up kick that goes toward the, you know, the hash marks, too.
Can you fair catch a kickoff?
You
like
can.
In college?
You can. As a matter of fact, in the NFL, if you fair catch it, you can actually kick a field goal with no one rushing you. That's true.
Wow.
You know, I've only ever seen it once.
You are just amazing.
I have the most useless amount of knowledge in this cranium.
I didn't know that.
I saw it happen one time. And Shamokin will call a timeout now.
You know, I'd be almost tempted to pooch it. They have everybody over
here. On the far
and
half.
They only have one guy in the middle.
Yeah.
It's almost like, why don't you just pooch it over towards us, towards the Shikalemi bench, and let these guys run down and try to catch it.
Yeah, you can indeed fair catch it, but and I don't know if that rule's in the NFL, but I saw it probably about 15 years ago. It was, for some reason, they were kicking off from around the, I think it was after a safety. They called because they thought they would, you know, play it safe, run the safety instead of giving up a touchdown. Well, they punted the ball from the 20-yard line. Fair caught it because it was a really short one at about the 50 and tried an uncontested kick. So basically no one lined up. You just get it where they have to line up like 5 yards off the ball or something like that. They had an uncontested kick for the field goal. Now, for the life of me, I can't remember who it was or if they made the field goal or not because it was just an interesting moment in time. It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
I thought maybe it was something that you dreamed and you woke up and it was so realistic that you believed it.
Also a possibility.
Also a possibility.
I've been known to hallucinate from time to time, sometimes when I'm calling a game. Gittens with the ball at the 40-yard line. He's ready to boot the ball away, and it will be a square kick right in the no-man's land at the 30. The Shikalemi Braves have a chance. The ball is free.
We got it.
We got
it.
The Braves are on it. Joel Gurr recovers it in no-man's land. And, folks, Shikalemi in business with one timeout and 3:28 to go at the 24-yard line.
We got it.
That's my highlight call. We got it. Wow.
Unbelievable.
You know, it's exactly what I – remember I said that there was nobody over here? And fortunately for us, they had two guys that couldn't handle the ball. From
One
Shamokin.
Of the Shamokin players came up to try and grab it, and the ball just squirted free, and it just laid there for a minute or two, it seemed. Far side of the field. The Braves in business. One timeout. Balestrini will hand it off right side. No room at all there for Semko, who does somehow come up with about 3 yards on that.
There's lots of time, Kevin.
3:17 to go, one timeout apiece. It is a seven-point ball game. Shikellamy, 21 yards and an extra point from trying to take this into the bonus round. Over to the far side of the field. That's where Brubaker is. Balestrini under center. He's going to run it. No, he's going to throw it. He swings it out. Incomplete, intended for Joel Durr. He just barely misses Durr, and Durr would have had not only a first down, but he had a shot at the goal line.
Yeah, very much so, Kevin. That ball was, again, you know, Drew's going to his left, and he's right-handed. And that's a touch pass, you know, when you're trying to hit somebody that's running the same direction you are, or although a little bit farther out, you know, and probably missed him by a yard, I would say.
Well, obviously, I'm going to make the understatement of the season. It's four down territory for Shikellamy. Shock is the receiver to the far side. Now Meneer back in the backfield. A handoff to Meneer. Now to Shock. Shock has it with a blocker in front to the 20, to the 25, to the 15. He's got the first down.
Eric Shock in the offense for the first time tonight, Kevin.
And the first down block was thrown by Balestrini.
Yeah, that you're exactly right, Kevin.
First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Clock winding with 2:35 to go. A seven-point game.
Little bit of Shamokin's offense in that play, Kevin.
A little bit.
Because that's how they scored their first touchdown.
That's true. Shock down to the far side of the field. He's matching up with Mosser. Shock has one catch this year. Balestrini under center. Backs are split behind him. Wing to the near side. And somebody jumps offside for the Braves. And that will stop the clock with 2:12 remaining.
And that's going to bring the ball out to the 19-yard line.
First down and 14. Clock winding with 2:10. That's the worst part. Now you've taken about 20 seconds off the clock that you're not going to be able to get back. 2 minutes remaining. One timeout. First down and 15 at the 19. Tight formation. Man in motion to the near side is Semko. Back to pass, Balestrini pressure. He's going to roll out. He gets to the edge and is drug out of bounds. And a late flag for a late hit. And I am talking late.
Balestrini was 1 yard out of bounds and he was thrown down.
And then I think he actually got stomped on. I shouldn't say that because I didn't get a good look at it. But it is a definite personal foul against Shamokin. That's going to be half the distance to the goal from the 15-yard line. That's going to put it about the 8-yard line.
And first down, right?
And it is a personal foul and automatic first down,
no,
I believe.
No, he no, says second down.
It is not an automatic first down. I'm going to correct that. Second down. Second down and 4 at the 8 with a minute 41 to go, and that stops the clock as well. Balestrini with the play under center. He'll send Meneer in motion to the far side. On the near hash mark is the ball. Balestrini rolling out. He's going to try and go up the middle, and he breaks one tackle and gets shoved down at about the 7-yard line. It'll be a gain of 1. Clock winding with a minute 30 to go. Third down
right up
and
to the
4.
Line of scrimmage, Kevin.
They're going to come right up to the ball. One receiver to the far side. That's going to be Brubaker. And not much running room there. Maybe to the 10 or to the 5-yard line. Now they're going to actually use the final timeout, and this will be fourth down and 1 from the 5-yard line with a minute 14 left. And another game-changing fourth down that could become our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
Well, I just got a text from the track coach at Shikellamy, John Evans, saying that the Carolina Panthers, all right, attempted a fair catch kick a few days ago.
Now, that one I didn't see.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening and, John, but, catching, and being our researchers
and,
tonight.
And the other thing is, since John has taken over the boys' program, all right, the Shikellamy track team has been a force to reckon with, all right, winning the district, sometimes the league titles. I mean, unbelievable.
Saw one of his hurdlers the other day working here in this far out in the off season.
Really?
Yeah. Last night.
Oh, that's right. You were down for your interview.
I actually said if those hurdles were about half the size, I might be able to make it over.
Or under them.
Under would be likely.
So what do we do here, Kev?
Well, you get a yard. That's what you do. It is fourth and one from the five. Balestrini under center. Game on the line right here. Balestrini pitches to Manier. Manier with a stiff arm to the five, to the two, one. Touchdown! Shikellamy!
Well, that's Nate Manier's second touchdown of the year, Kevin. There's not a bigger touchdown than there had been. And they went outside with the quick pitch, Kevin, instead of pounding it inside. And nice job of splitting that receiver all the way out here to the sideline, all right?
How gutsy of a call is that to pitch the ball on fourth and one?
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. The Braves' offense is on the field. This is not, I repeat, not going to be an extra point. They're going for the win. No timeouts remaining. 1:09 left. 2-point conversion coming. It's a tight set, and Shamokin will have to use a timeout, I'm guessing. That'll be their final timeout with 1:09 to go. Shamokin right now playing for their playoff lives with this 2-point conversion.
You know, Henry Hanoski always says about his kids that they're in the game, they never give up. Well, what about the Shikellamy team tonight, Kevin? Down
four
two
minutes
scores?
To go. With four to go.
Two down two scores? Wow.
And it is.
We've had the privilege the last couple of weeks to watch the Braves, you know, their offense get going and that. But I think this is probably the biggest gut check I've seen, in 2 years here at Shikellamy.
1:09 remaining. 20-19. A missed extra point for both teams. Gittins not in here to kick the extra point. Coach Tilford says we're either going to win it at home and get a win at home, or we're just not going to worry about it. We are not going to kick the extra point and take a chance on missing it or not going to overtime.
Well, there's a bunch of big kids in that front line for Shamokin right now.
The beef is now out on the field. It feels like a meat locker in here right now. It's gotten cold. Balestrini under center. Handoff right side. Simco. 2-point conversion is good. And the Braves take the lead with 1:09 to go. Simco for two.
Kevin, nothing more. Nothing more than a little that inside sweep we talk about all the time. And who would expect that they would run that, especially with all that beef in there? But the right side, again, they block down. They seal the linebacker. Simcoe ran through the hole, scores. So now we got 1:09 to go, Kevin, and you got to hold back this Shamokin.
Why does
Shamokin
that
1:09 offense
feel like a lifetime?
Well, how many timeouts does Shamokin have?
Zero.
None.
No
Zero.
One has a timeout left. Now, the big thing is you got to keep both of these teams right now have to stay in control. You have to stay in control of your body, in control of your mind right now.
I'll be very honest with you, buddy. I'm feeling happy.
This has been the game that we expected to see.
Exactly,
I really expected this game to be in single digits difference. By the way, a couple of other updates. We'll get you here in a few minutes on the scoreboard here, including Sealands Grove leading Danville 20-16. Central Columbia and Lewisburg tied at 21. Shikellamy up on Shamokin for the first time tonight, 21-10. Gittins ready to kick the ball away. John steps up and pops it up. Taking the ball is Wary. Wary at the 30, and he is stopped and dropped at the 30-yard line by Joel Durr.
Well, again, I told you got these good athletes out here, Kevin. on these kickoff teams. You're looking at your backs, your linebackers, all right, the outside people, and Joel with a real nice form tackle, put him right down.
Doesn't get any better than that. So they'll spot the ball actually at the 31-yard line. Shamokin, they have had trouble. They have not attempted, I don't believe, a field goal all year. So this is touchdown or nothing. And here comes Grimes, who hasn't been on the field in shorter forever, to the near side, fires it. It is incomplete, out of bounds. Caught, but Mosser did not get a foot in bounds. That only took about 3 seconds off the clock, but it is second and 10.
When you're throwing the ball as much as we're going to see the ball thrown here, there's going to be a lot of plays get put in.
You betcha. Now the big thing now for the Shikellamy defense is, again, to keep yourself under control. And remember, Grimes has not been out on the field in darn near 15 minutes of reality time. At least as a quarterback, I'll state it that way. Four receivers, ball in the near hash mark at the 31 with 59 seconds to go. Grimes back to pass, not much pressure. Sets up down the middle of the field. Intercepted! Intercepted! And it's the Mason Brubaker with the pick. And ladies and gentlemen, ball game.
Wow. Mason picked that right off the ground. That was four verticals going down the field. And, you know, usually you got to make a decision who you're going to guard. And he was wide open until Mason stepped in front, picked it off.
Shikellamy down 20-7.
With four minutes
to go in this ball game, has scored 14 points in 3 minutes, converted an onside kick, and just a two-point conversion. And now we'll go into the victory formation after intercepting the ball to put the game away. And under center will be number 9. Balestrini takes a knee. That's knee number 1. He'll come back up and get ready to finish off a 100-yard rushing game at the 49-yard line. 139 is what he's at the moment. And we have an official's timeout.
Well, they had a 25-second clock out, and it should have been 40, you know.
And now they're resetting it, and if that's the case, they're going to have to run some time off.
Exactly.
Now we're probably going to have to add some clock time. It's going to be 52 seconds?
25 seconds.
25, okay.
They put it back up to 25 now.
25 seconds, 31.9 on the play clock. So the Braves will kneel on it one more time. One more clean snap. One more kneel down, and it's over. Shikellamy coming from behind. Down 21-7. Scores twice. Misses an extra point. Converts a two-point conversion. Gets an onside kick. All in 4 minutes of play. We'll wrap it up coming up next on WKOK.
Nurses, accountants, waiters, and welders, anyone can be injured on the job, unable to function properly. It affects your work and everyday life. Coach soccer, carry groceries, carry your child. No one has helped more people heal from work injury and rebuild their lives than the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable, accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania. So you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The celebration continues at Chicopee Stadium. The Braves down 20-7 with just 4 minutes remaining. Score twice, get an onside kick, get the two-point conversion, and beat Shamokin 21-20 to get their first home win of the season. And what a way to do it. We're going to wrap up with a couple of the highlights before we give you some of the stats. I don't think anybody has left the home sideline so far. Well, the Braves were able to get on the scoreboard and with a big touchdown and capped off a nice little drive. But the most important thing was now at missing the extra point, Chickalamia down a touchdown with just about about 2.5 minutes remaining. They had to have an onside kick, and John Gittins was able to deliver. Gittins with the ball at the 40-yard line. He's ready to boot the ball away, and it will be a square kick right into no man's land at the 30. The Chickalamia Braves have a chance. The ball is through.
We got it.
The Braves are on it. Joel Durr recovers it in no man's land. And, folks, Chickalamia in business with one timeout and 3:28 to go at the 4-yard line. So 3:28 to go, one timeout left. The Braves still traveling, still down a touchdown. But it's fourth down and goal, and Nate Manier finds Paydirt for the second time this year.
So what do we do here, Kev?
Well, you get a yard. That's what you do. It is fourth and one from the 5. Balestrini under center. Game on the line right here. Balestrini pitches to Manier. Manier with a stiff arm to the 5, to the 2, to the 1. Touchdown! Chickalamia!
Well, that's Nate Manier's second touchdown of the year, Kevin.
It indeed was touchdown number 2. But instead of going for overtime, Todd Tilford says, let's get 2. Balestrini under center. Handoff right side. Zipko. 2-point conversion is good. And the Braves take the lead with 1:09 to go. Zipko for 2. And that was Simcoe with the 2-point conversion. Gave the Braves a 21-20 lead. And then a couple of plays later, it was the game-ending play from Mason Brubaker, who intercepts Grimes' pass down the middle of the field. Braves kneel on it twice and win number 1 here at Chickalamy Stadium. A huge win over Shamokin to improve to 3-6 on the season, while Shamokin drops to 3-6. And we talk about intestinal fortitude. We saw some there in the fourth quarter from the Braves.
Hey, listen, I don't think I've ever been around in the last 2 years, a situation where the kids, they just put everything together. I mean, when When those kids scored that second touchdown and they came off the field, and I remember I talked about the linemen. I said I called them the big uglies, and they looked invigorated, but they looked like they had been in the battle and they've been successful. And then they turn around and get that. That was unbelievable. If you think about those last 4 minutes, Kevin, there are 4 minutes of your life that you would never have called would have happened the way they did.
I'll tell you right now, you know what? I've been doing Shikellamy football now. This is 21 years with a year off there a few years ago. And I'm going to tell you that might be the best 4 minutes of football I have seen or called in 30 years of doing this.
That rivals 2 years ago up at Loyal Sock when they were down
absolutely.
Three scores with like 9 minutes to go and won the game.
Yeah, and this one I think was bigger than that because they had to do things that odds are not in your favor. They didn't have to kick an onside kick in that game if I remember right. But
the other thing was they did not have that team. Had a lot of
there were a lot of kids
of kids that are going to score quick for you.
There were a lot of score and playmakers on that team.
So.
Hey, I'll tell you what, there've been some outstanding games tonight. Selins Grove coming from behind to defeat Danville 20-16. How about this one? They're in overtime at Christie. Lewisburg and Central Columbia tied at 21. And a great overtime game there. Loyal Sock 23, Warrior Run 21. That game now in the fourth quarter. So we have had some outstanding football tonight. Sean Carey will have more on Sunbury Motors game night coming up here in just a few minutes. You can flip over to Eagle 107 and Eagle107.com. Waiting for the final numbers on this one as the Braves win it 21-20. They gave up the first score of the second half, a six-minute drive that Shamokin took the ball at the 36-yard line and punched it in with a one-yard James touchdown run almost halfway through the third quarter. And that's where we stayed until the last 4 minutes of the game. We talked about the outstanding rushing effort from Balestrini. 25 carries, 139 yards, and a touchdown. That is a career high for him on the ground. Nate Menier goes down with 2 carries, 0 yards, but a touchdown.
Minus 5 on the loss and 5 yards on the touchdown. So. And that's a negative and a positive 5 brings you back to 0.
Brings
Kevin.
You back to a goose egg, but what a nice little goose egg it was. Semko with 6 carries for 28 yards, a touchdown, and the game-winning 2-point conversion as well. That was Braves 46 carries, 188 yards. Balestrini had a tough night in the air, 4 of 21, 2 interceptions for 50 yards passing. Just really couldn't get anything going in the air because of the pressure that the Indians put on him. On the ground, Madden with 19 carries, 141 yards, and a touchdown. James with the only touchdown for Shamokin in the second half, a 9-carry, 20-yard overall second half. Shikitana with 3 carries, 72 yards, and that 66-yard touchdown to open the scoring. 263 on the ground and 3 touchdowns. But again, Shamokin really struggled throwing the ball. Grimes, 3 of 13 with 1 interception, and that was the one that closed out the game. Just 35 yards. Here's another thing that we didn't really talk about. Penalties for Shamokin, 9 for 73. That became really big because those penalties, there were a couple of them that actually stalled drives that gave Shikellamy a shot with 4 minutes to go. They outgained Shikellamy, though, 298 to 238. Braves had 16 first downs to the 12 for Shamokin. 2 turnovers for Shikellamy, but 1 costly turnover at the very end of the game for Shamokin. That's how everything rounded out there tonight with Don Leitzel, who helped us out again tonight, as always.
All week long, we've been talking about the passing attack of Shamokin with Mosser and Chicatano, and
didn't
really,
we
didn't see it tonight. So that's but again, all right. See you, Cor. The one thing that you have to remember is that the Braves also must have done something well to keep them from getting those passes. So.
Here's another interesting update. Central Mountain and Mifflinburg are in overtime now. Central Mountain has scored first, 35-28. That game now in overtime as well. So we're going to wrap things up here in just a few seconds to get you over to Sean Carey for Sunbury Motors game night. He is going to have a busy night with highlights, I think, tonight because there's a lot of great games across the region. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap up the second win of the season in a row. And what's the old line from Major League? You win 2, you win three, it's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Yes, it has. You're right. Hey, Kevin, they'll be dancing in the streets in Sunbury, and if they didn't have so many detours in Northumberland,
they'll be dancing
over
there too.
That's right.
Well, we'll be back with you next Friday night right here at Shikellamy Stadium where the Braves take on the Milton Black Panthers. This one definitely a big win for the Braves. This one will solidify a spot, I would think, in the District 4
yes.
playoffs, although the rankings did not come out this week. South Williamsport leading Milton 42-20 at last check in the fourth quarter.
And Midwest is losing.
And Midwest was also behind at the half at last check as well. So that one will bode well for the Braves. And, you know, with a win next week and things falling into place a certain way, may not have to make that trip to Jersey Shore.
Yep. Just move down river.
You know what?
A little bit.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
As long as you're playing in week 11.
Yep,
that's the
true.
Important part.
You're right, Kev. Yep.
Once again, our final score. Shikellamy comes from behind, down 20-7 with 4:10 to go in the game, and dumps off Shamokin 21-20 after an onside kick recovery, a score, and a two-point conversion, and a last-second desperate effort by Shamokin falls into the hands of Mason Brubaker for the interception, what becomes Brubaker's first interception of the season to close out the game. Coming up tomorrow, the Penn State Nittany Lions will try and win a big game at home at Whiteout against Michigan. Pre-game show at the tailgate starts at 6, kickoff at 7:30 here on WKOK, WKOK.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, Gian Fabian back at our Blue Hill Studios, Nick Thompson as well. Appreciate all the efforts back there with the great highlights. I'm Kevin Herr. Hope you enjoyed this one. We did. Shikellamy wins it 21-20 on WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.